The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For construction, concrete, drywall, carpentry, siding, and roofing, contact Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 402-469-8551. Or see him online at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Do you hear that? Starts out kind of soft, but crescendos as the time ticks off the clock.
And the ball game comes down to this. All of this tonight down to this fourth down call.
All right, it's going to be a shotgun set here for Wolverton. Barnes in the backfield. He wants to throw the ball, throws it in the corner of the end zone. It's going to be knocked out. Hastings High wins.
It's the heartbeat of a community that gives us the spirit to win and the force to follow through.
And he's got the corner, and then some. Taken off is Kyle Hawthorne. Goodbye, 35-30, 20, touchdown, Giltner. Bam, answered.
It echoes throughout the state on Friday nights, and if you listen closely, you just might hear it calling your name.
Play action pass. He's going to watch it down the left sideline. Jump ball down there. It's going to be caught. Caught by Overmiller at the 5-yard line. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown.
It's game day on 1230 KHAS. Doubts about St. Cecilia were put to bed last week as they lit up the scoreboard.
There's Groffel. Groffel up the left side. Big hole. He's still on his feet. He could go all the way.
Again.
Clark is going to hand it off along the left side. He'll break in. Touchdown by St. Cecilia.
And again.
Put a Groffel. Groffel off the right side. He'll take it into the end zone for a 9-yard touchdown run.
When the dust settled, 67 points were put up on the board by the Blue Hawks as they dominated the Superior Wildcats. But now, it's 4-0 Sutton, as these two teams hit the field with an eye on the district crown.
St. Cecilia's probably won this district 6-7 years in a row or so, and so, you know, it's their district to lose, so, you know, we've got to definitely step up to the challenge and play good football.
It's the 3-1 St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the 4-0 Sutton Mustangs, and it starts right now on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live to Duncan Field for the call of tonight's game. Here's the broadcast team of Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHA. It's going to be a loud one here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia and the Sutton Mustangs square off in a district football game here tonight. Both teams expected to do quite well in the district this year. In fact, Sutton is 4-0 for the first time since 2003. Hastings St. Cecilia 3-1 with their only blemish on their record so far was that loss a couple of weeks ago. In fact, their last home game to the Blue Hill Bobcats. Going to be a great night for football here tonight. The temperature is going to be at 76 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the east at about 6 miles per hour. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Safe to say it, we've got some injuries to deal with. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. Gus Clark is expected to get the start at quarterback tonight, 155 and a sophomore. Joel Groffel at fullback, 210 and a senior. Nick Bouliette off of the injured list. He'll be back in the tailback position, 140 and a senior. Cesar Tino, he was injured last week. He'll be back in the starting lineup at split end, 175 and a senior. Avery Driscoll will be the slot back, 150 and a junior. Tight end will be Chris Hartford, 230 and a senior. And in the offensive line, you've got Tommy O'Keefe, also Trevor Ernst, and also Dallas Kimenaugh, Lance Schmidt, and Alex Sheehy in the starting lineup tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia on the offensive side of the ball. On defense, you'll have Tommy O'Keefe, Lance Schmidt, Michael Wynn, and Chris Hartford across the front. The linebackers tonight will be Cannon Howell, also Alex Sheehy, and also Tyler Willard, as well as Joel Groffel. And the defensive secondary here tonight, you'll have Luke Carey, Cesar Tino, and Nick Bouliette. For the Sutton Mustangs here tonight, again, the record of four wins and no losses on the season. They will go with Cole Wiseman at quarterback, 5'11", 180, and a junior. Noah Johnson will be one of the running backs. He's got 350 yards rushing so far this year. Trey Raymer is the other one, 5'9", 185, and a junior. The tight end, Reed Stone, 175, and a senior. Wide receiver, Brody Yost, the running back there. Another one will be Mitchell Carlson, a 210-pound junior. Then across the front for Sutton, you've got Garrett Clark, Max Olson, Jake Noose, Harrison Beal, and Robert Kelly in the starting lineup for Sutton offensively. Get you the defense in just a second. Right now, they're playing the national anthem here on 1230 KHS. The Sutton Mustangs on defense, a 4-4 look here tonight for Sutton. You've got Reed Stone, also Jake Noose, Harrison Beal, and Robert Kelly as your down lineman. The four backers tonight will be Trey Raymer, also Noah Johnson, Mitchell Carlson, and also Max Olson in the defensive backfield. Cole Wiseman, Brody Yost, and also Cole Shelkorf in the football game here tonight for Sutton. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's St. Cecilia and Sutton here tonight from Duncan Field. Let's take a look at today's injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes a natural approach is the best approach for your optimal health and achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic, located at 321 North Burlington in Hastings, and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com. The list is quite extensive for Hastings St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt was expected to miss the ball game tonight with a bone bruise in his foot. However, just got word just a few minutes ago that Xander may try to play in the football game Sutton here tonight. Nick Bruliette sat out last week's ball game with a concussion. He's expected to play tonight. Luke Carey sat out last week's ball game with a concussion. He's expected to play. Michael Wynn was out with a concussion last week. He's expected to play here tonight. And then Cesar Tino, he was out with a sprained ankle. He's expected to play tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Your signing lamps have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, and your injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care at 321 North Burlington in Hastings.
We are pleased to announce that tonight's
back at Duncan Field as we get set. And this place is always loud. They have a tough time telling time, so our pregame kind of rushed along. Jimmy, but a good night for football.
Yeah, really, it's going to be a nice night, and this is going to be a good quality matchup tonight. We talked about St. Cecilia in the pregame show. They're coming off of that last home loss against Blue Hill a couple of weeks ago. They went down and dismantled my Superior Wildcats last week in fine fashion and really got things cranked up. Joe Groffel having a big night, five touchdowns. But they come into this a much improved Sutton Ball Club by head coach Steve Raymer. A couple of familiar faces on there. Chad Wiseman come over, a former Adams Central Patriot, come over and visited with him for a little while. But they do. They've got him up playing well. 4-0 on the season, and this is a much improved team from last year. If you remember, Reed Wiebe last year was the guy that really done all the damage, but although St. Cecilia was able to win that very handily, this is going to be a different contest. A lot of horses that are opposed to have a big night here against St. Cecilia.
Sutton is 4-0 for the first time since 2003. They got a lot of hopes on the other side of the field, and they expect to be in this football game tonight.
Well, they really do, and they're in the same district as St. Cecilia and also Donovan Trumbull, so it's going to be an interesting game. It's a big, big matchup tonight for St. Cecilia, and as you had mentioned, a lot of guys that were on the injury front, looks like they will get to see some playing time, but will they be at 100%? We'll know here in just a few minutes.
Gus Clark will get to start tonight at quarterback for Hastings St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt says he's ready to play. He sat out last week's ball game and the Blue Hill ball game with an injury. Xander says he's ready to come back. He's got doctor clearance to come back tonight. He has not practiced And I'll tell you what, just the look in Carl Tesmer's eyes, he kind of looked at Randy Ahrens earlier, his assistant coach, and says, do we give him a chance to go tonight? He'll get some snaps in this football game tonight.
Just goes to show you, you can't even talk to the father. I talked to Greg, his dad, earlier in the week, and he wasn't quite sure that he was going to be able to go, but Doc Herbert and the staff has given him the approval, so he will try to go. Watched him in pregame warm-ups, didn't really see that he was being bothered by that foot bruise, so we'll see how Xander does through the course of this ballgame.
Adams Central is getting ready to kick off tonight at home against the Central City Bison. We'll have scoring updates for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High, they are blessed. They are out in the panhandle as they take on the Gearing Bulldogs tonight. That ball game kicks off at 8 o'clock our time. We'll have scoring updates in the complete game on ESPN 1550 KICS. Some great football games being played tonight. We'll do our best to keep you up to date on all the action. After we had the countdown of the clock, got down to zero. We've been standing here now until we officially get to 7 o'clock, I assume, and then we'll get the football game ready to play.
No, I believe I just heard PA announcer Marty DeMuth say we're waiting for the ambulance. We cannot go until the ambulance is here.
They were supposed to be here at 7, maybe.
Well,
all right. So
I don't know. As soon as the sun sets in the west, we'll be able to see just a little bit better here from our perch. But it's nice to be here and to not have tarps and boards and everything boarded up like we did at the playoffs last year.
Yeah, usually we get the end of the year games when we come out here to Duncan Field, and we are. It's like a duck blind when we come out here. Now we got short sleeve shirts. It's a beautiful night, 76 degrees here at game time with little if any wind. Again, the sun's going to be setting here momentarily. We'll get set for football action here tonight. So we got a delay before we get started. If somebody sees the ambulance, send them our way. We're here at Duncan Field. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Duncan Field. Not in a rain delay, when an ambulance delay here as we wait for the ambulance to make their way out here to Duncan Field to get things started here tonight. Talked about Sutton. They are 4-0 for the first time since 2003, Jimmy. This is an offense that can get it cranked up. In fact, they are averaging 468 yards per ball game of a total offense, including 382 on the ground, 85 yards passing. They've got a good stable of a very capable running back. So you mentioned Cole Wiseman. Noah Johnson, he's got 350 yards so far. Trey Raymer's got 410 yards back there. Then the quarterback Wiseman has rushed for 490. He's actually their leading rusher. So three guys that will carry most of the load here tonight, but Sutton, but a very explosive offense.
Well, they really are, and we've seen that last year as Cole Wiseman, just a sophomore last year, was able to get into the game late. You've seen his ability, and he is going to be a good one, just a junior for Steve Raymer. So he's going to have a couple of years yet to go, but a good athletic guy on the field, and he's going to trigger things offensively. He's going to be he'll pull it down, he'll run it, he'll throw it. He's got a good arm on him, so he's going to be a guy that St. Cecilia defensively is going to have to be aware of where he's at all times and what he's doing with the football, because he is definitely a dangerous threat.
As good as Sutton is on offense, they are very good as well defensively. They give up only 164 yards per ball game. That includes 37 yards passing, 127 rushing, so a very stingy defense. They have played four teams so far. They started the year with a big win over Tri-County, 60-14. Then they went on the road and played at Southern and won by a score of 46-0. Came home for a couple of ball games, beat Centura 40-14, and they beat Malcolm 32-8. And they've had 2 weeks to prepare for Hastings St. Cecilia. They had a bye week last week, so that's always kind of a scary situation when you face a team that is coming off of a bye. You want to know, hey, what they do in that extra week of preparation. So I'm sure they'll pull out all the stops here against the Hawks.
Well, and when you've got a chance to prepare for an extra week, you always have that ability to put different things in. And Sutton's always been a team that they will gamble a little bit. They will try to put some different things in. Don't be surprised you don't see some trickery from Steve Raymer tonight. This is a team that has been soundly handled by St. Cecilia the last several years. So Sutton very hungry for a victory, and they feel with their 4-0 start, they've got the team this year that can compete against the St. Cecilia Hawks team. And guess what? The ambulance showed up. We were about ready to get underway.
Nick Brouillette, one of the banged up players from a week ago, will drop back deep for Hastings St. Cecilia. Brouillette will start a tailback tonight for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks. And one thing we might mention, Coach Carl Tesmer coaching tonight with a very heavy heart. I'm sure he lost his brother over the weekend on Sunday, and they had services this week. They had a celebration of life, so to speak, on Wednesday. Coach Tesmer didn't miss a beat as a head football coach, but I'm sure Carl playing with a heavy heart here tonight as he lost his brother, Bob, over the weekend on Sunday up in Grand Island. That's just how tough he is. He is tougher than nails, didn't lose a beat. He was at all the practices this week, and he's coaching. He's on the sidelines here tonight.
Well, you can imagine through all of that with family members and everything else, he's got a lot of thoughts going there. But his thoughts are also with these kids as he's taking them under his wing. Those kids look up to Carl Tesmer as a father figure, and he looks down upon them as a father. We've got things underway here at Duncan Field.
Reed Stone will kick off. He's going to be fielded by a short man, and he immediately goes down there for St. Cecilia. That's going to be Chris Hartford. Hartford now wearing number 85. He started the year wearing number 51. He started off as the center for Hastings St. Cecilia, but because of some injury situations, they moved Hartford over to a tight end, gave him a new number at 85, and now he'll be lined up. He's a big boy out there. That's tied in for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, he's going to be a load, I guess, last week in the ball game. He did catch a pass, and he is going to be a load at that tight end position. But, boy, his blocking ability out there is going to be nice for these core of running backs for St. Cecilia.
So Gus Clark, the 155-pound sophomore quarterback, is in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Pitchback will come to Brouillette, sweeping right side. Brouillette with 2-3 yards as he brings the ball out to about the 32-yard line. So they brought the ball from the 28 out to about the 31-yard line, where it's going to be a second down and seven situation. St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here at Duncan Field. Lights are on and the sun just about set. We're going to be in for a great night of high school football action here tonight.
One thing about it, from our vantage point, it is very bright when that sun starts to set, but it's just now past the tops of the trees, and the view is pretty good here. St. Cecilia set up now. Second down and seven. The ball is right at the 30-yard line.
Driscoll and Cannon Howland in the ball game now as your wide receivers to the right side. That's Driscoll going motion to the far side. They turn, hand the ball away to Brouillette. 1-2 yards maybe. Brouillette runs right into the teeth of the buzzsaw here. That's a Sutton defense that we told you. It's very, very tough. Reed Stone in there and others for the Sutton Mustang defense. Looking to pick up of only 1 yard in a play. Third down and about 6 yards to go. Third and six from the St. Cecilia 32.
Well, and you mentioned this defense for Sutton. They are all amped up and ready to go. Boy, they got a lot of meat down in that front line, too. And St. Cecilia, first couple of plays, having a tough time moving them out of there. It's going to be a third down. We'll call it six. Third and six. Ball at the 31 for the Hawks.
All right, it's Gus Clark in the shotgun set. Driscoll goes in motion far side. Play action pass. Gus wants to throw the ball. Rolls to his right. Throws the ball downfield. It's near, almost intercepted. Almost intercepted. Cole Wiseman got his hands on it there. The intended receiver was Cesar Tino, I think, number 25, and also Chris Hartford, I think, was kind of in the area there. But Cole Wiseman, good break of the ball, nearly picked off the pass there. That's going to bring up a fourth and six. St. Cecilia will have to punt.
Yeah, and Gus Clark just trying to find some time out there. He rolled over to the right side. Again, he had Tino running down in front of the Hawk bench and unloaded the ball short. But again, a good break on it by Wiseman. He nearly picks it off. So we'll have Michael Wynn in the ball game for St. Cecilia, the first punt on this fourth down call.
Yost will drop back deep, and Reed Stone, here's Wynn into the football. Good kick. Signaling for the fair catch and making and then dropping the ball there and falling on top of it at the 36-yard line was Reed Stone, and that's where the Sutton Mustangs will start. Johnson, a 31-yard kick there by Wynn. No yardage on the return for the Sutton Mustangs. So here comes Sutton. Now they've got that explosive offense. St. Cecilia is going to have their hands full defensively here tonight. Cole Wiseman in their quarterback, Noah Johnson, Trey Raymer, Mitchell Carlson all in the backfield. And look out for Brady Yost as your wide receiver. He can catch some balls. They line up in the I set here as they hand the ball away. And a running ball there is going to be Raymer. As Raymer, the coach's son, moves it across the 40-yard line out to about the 42.
By Raymer.
So a pickup of about 6 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia's Michael Wynn, and also Joel Groffel, the inside linebacker for the Hawks. We'll give him a pickup of about 4 yards and a play, second down and six.
Raymer, just a junior, only 5'9", going to be tough to find behind that big offensive line for Sutton, but again, a good job running second and third effort. Was able to drag a couple of Hawks with him. He picks up, we'll call it five. It's going to be second down and five. The ball is out to the 42-yard line.
Cole Shulkoff is your wide receiver, now split out wide to the right side, backs in the I formation. Here's a Wiseman coming down the line of scrimmage. He's going to be tackled at the line. Getting through there is going to be a Tommy O'Keefe. O'Keefe tackles Cole Wiseman, the quarterback there, right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. Between the band, the PA guy, who's got to be the loudest PA guy in the history of high school sports, now we got a train running through here. This place is crazy tonight.
Well, there was three trains that run through already. It doesn't look like they hold up action for any of the hot games. They never have before. There will be a lot of them here tonight.
Here's Wiseman. He wants to throw, gets away some pressure. Now he's going to run it across the 40, out to the 45-yard line. He's be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Lance Schmidt into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia and also Joel Groffel. So Wiseman wanted to throw the ball, got away from a couple of would-be tacklers there, brought the ball up to the 45-yard line, but it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and Sutton will have to put the football away.
Well, no, Sutton right now going to line up to go for it here, fourth and one.
St. Cecilia was dropping back like they were going to punt the football, but Wiseman is up under center. Now he looks to the far sideline. And now they're going to switch into a punt formation. So they look to the far sideline. Head coach Steve Raymer says, yeah, let's punt it. Cole Wiseman. Well, they're going to be in the shotgun set here with the wide receivers all over the place. And they're going to go ahead and punt the football. It's not going to be a very good kick either. It's an end-over-end kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. The official is going to come up the far sideline. Remember, the line of scrimmage was the 45-yard line of Sutton. They're going to bring the ball to the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. That, my friends, a 10-yard punt.
Well, and that was, you wondered, they kind of set up, Wiseman got underneath center, then he dropped back, and he was back a little bit farther than what he normally is when he's in the gun. And he just took the snap and simply just tried to pooch kick it. Over top, it was Bruliette and Tino that were going to go back deep, but they were up having coverage on the wide receivers, but not a very good kick by Wiseman. The Hawks take over. Just about at the 45-yard line.
And look who's at quarterback, Xander Schmidt, who was expected to be on the sideline. Xander Schmidt wants to throw the ball. He throws it downfield. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Cole Wiseman, as Wiseman has got the ball at the 35-yard line. Penalty flags are down here. It might be a holding call on Hastings St. Cecilia. So Xander Schmidt, who was expected to be on the sideline tonight, he missed the last two ball games because of an injury. So Xander Schmidt, he comes into the ball game. He says he was ready to play, has not practiced, and they have him throw the ball the very first time out there, and he has it picked off by Wiseman, and Sutton has got the ball back at the 35. That was an odd call there.
Yeah, it really was, and that is a holding call against St. Cecilia. It was on someone on the right side of the offensive line there as Schmidt rolled to the right side, and again, the best athlete on that Sutton ball club is going to be covering up Tino, which he is the top receiver for the Hawks. But again, Wiseman makes a great break. He picks it off. He's up under center here on a first down call.
Wiseman's going to hand the ball away to the first man through the hole there. That's going to be Noah Johnson as he carries it for about 2 yards as he moves it from the 35 out to the 37-yard line, second down, and 8 yards to go. Alex Sheehy in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down to 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between St. Cecilia and the Sutton Mustangs. This is a matchup of number 6 and number 7 here tonight in the latest AP poll in Class C2. Cole Wiseman up under center. Two wide receivers out to the right side. They belly to the fullback. Wiseman's going to run it. He's at the 35 to the 40. Into the open to the 45. Out to the 49-yard line. First down for the Sutton Mustangs. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Wilnard. Coming up from his outside linebacker spot to make the play on it. The Cole Wiseman, who's the leading rusher on this Sutton Mustang team with 490 yards coming in here, picks up the first down for the Mustangs. They've got it on their own 49.
First down of the night for Sutton. They move the ball out to midfield. Wiseman now 3 carries, 16 yards. That one there, the longest from scrimmage of 14.
Here's a Raymer with the ball. He slips it outside across the 50 into hot territory to the 48-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks defense, and making the stop there is going to be, I think, Jared Jackson also in there. Jared Jackson, number 22, I think was the number for St. Cecilia. So second down and 8 yards to go. Second and 8 for the Sutton Mustangs. St. Cecilia territory at the 48-yard line.
Scoring updates coming in already. Bill Carlin has jumped on top of the Central City Bison. Adam Central 7, Central City nothing.
No score here. Here's a Wiseman, and he's going to be tackled here right at the line of scrimmage. Looked like he wanted to hand the ball away there. But that was Mitchell Carlson. Looked like he didn't want it. So they kind of ran into each other. And Wiseman is brought down into play. A yard or so lost back here at about the 49 of St. Cecilia. That was an ugly looking play.
Yeah, it really was. We have yet to see Sutton try to throw the football around. We talked about the arm of Wiseman. He's got a very good one. And he's got a host of good receivers. Yost, Carlson, and also Reed Stone. Some good receivers out there. They have yet to throw a pass. They may look at it here, third and long.
Wiseman up under center. They give the ball away to Johnson on a reverse play. 50, 45 into the open 40. Down the sideline, 35 to the 30. Still on his feet, down to the 28-yard line and ridden out of bounds down there. Down there for St. Cecilia and making the play on the ball for the Hawks was a Nick Brulliette, but a nice play there as they run the reverse play to Noah Johnson. That's a first down and more for the Mustangs, and they're on the move here in the first quarter.
Noah Johnson with a nice job, lined up over on the left side of the formation, came in reverse. He got the handoff from Wiseman, picked up some good blocks downfield. That one goes for 22, their deepest penetration into St. Cecilia territory. They've got it down at the 28-yard line of St. Cecilia.
6:16 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Hawks and the Mustangs. Here's a handoff. Raymer has got the ball. Raymer, now the ball comes loose. It's squished loose to the far sideline. Diving on the ball back here is going to be the quarterback, Wiseman, and he covers the ball up at the 34. Raymer trying to take the ball around the right end. The ball pops loose. The quarterback, Cole Wiseman, now that thing bouncing along the turf. And he goes after it, and he covers the ball up back here at the 34-yard line. A loss in the play. It's going to bring up a second down and 15, so a loss of 5 yards in the play.
And St. Cecilia is going to be looking for any chance they can to get their hands on the football. And coming in this game, Sutton has to play error-free football if they want to take down the Hawks tonight. And that one there, a big loss, nearly 6 yards.
Wiseman runs the option play this side. He's going to keep the ball. He's at the 35 to the 30. He's got a blocker out in front of him. It's going to be chopped down to about the 27-yard line. Tackle is going to be made in there by St. Cecilia. Groffo making the stop there for the Blue Hawks and others.
Ball will be spotted.
It's a pickup of about 7 yards on the play. So it's going to bring up a third down and eight situation. Third down and eight. Ball is sitting at about the 28-yard line. They got to take the ball inside the 20, between the 19 and the 20 for the first down. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Wide receiver is Brody Yost. He split out wide to the right side. This is the second offensive possession for the Mustangs. Reed Stone is a wide receiver to the left. Raymer is in the slot to the left side. Wiseman in the shotgun. Wiseman wants to run it himself. He's across the 25-yard line down to about the 23. He's going to be a couple of yards short of a first down. Joel Groffel in on the stop again for Hastings Saints. As Groffel is the leading tackler for the Hawk defense. He had 39 stops coming in here. And now Sutton is looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down at about 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 23-yard line. And Sutton is going to go for it. They're quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Double tight ends. Now Wiseman backing away from center. Looks to the far sideline. Head coach Steve Raymer. Now they switch formations here. They will send two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. One wide receiver to the left. Now Sutton is in the no man's land here.
Sutton
and then call a timeout.
I
think they were confused offensively what Steve Raymer wanted to do here. So they were calling the play at the line of scrimmage and switching it off here, and some confusion, and Sutton doesn't want to make a mistake down here. They want to take advantage of this. So they got a fourth down situation. When we come back, we'll take a break. We got 4:13 to play first quarter. St. Cecilia nothing, Sutton nothing.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Do you like the new car warranty but not the price? Try a 2011 Chevy Impala, only 15,000 miles and a 100,000 mile warranty. Book price for $23,375. Yours for $21,040 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth down, 5 yards to go. The ball is at the St. Cecilia 23-yard line. 4:13 to play in the first quarter. Sutton will go for it here. Wiseman is in the gun. Man goes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him. That's Johnson trying to get outside. Johnson at the 20. Cuts back to the 15-yard line. He's ridden out of bounds, and he's going to have enough for a first down.
Carried by Johnson for a first down.
He's going to have a first down over there between the 15 and 16-yard line. Joel Groffel, another stop again for the Blue Hawks, but the Mustangs in a big fourth down situation. Fourth down and five, and they get the first down, running the reverse playoff to Noah Johnson around the right end. The Mustangs will move the sticks. They put the ball right down at the 15-yard line. This is the second offensive possession for Sutton in the ball game. here tonight. As your quarterback is Wiseman, he hands the ball away. He's going crashing straight ahead there. That's Raymer with the ball. It's
Raymer.
Gets him back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Lance Schmidt into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
No gain on the play.
Second down at about 10 yards to go from the 15-yard line. Sutton needs to take advantage, Jimmy, of this field position. They've got it inside the red zone for the first time here tonight.
Well, they really do. Anytime they get down there, they do need to take advantage of it. They've had a good offensive drive here, 10 plays already on this one.
There's a quick throw to the far side. It's going to be batted down. Batted down. They tried a little quick pass out to their wide receiver. I think that was Wilner who got his hands on it there. Johnson was the intended receiver.
Hartford
also there for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. Wilner was in the area. It's an incomplete pass, third down, and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is a 15.
Well, the thing with Sutton early in this ball game, they've tried to run between the tackles, and there is nothing going up front. St. Cecilia defensively has been very sound. Where Sutton has really hurt St. Cecilia early in this ball game has been the misdirection and the outside stuff.
Here's Wiseman. He rolls to his left and throws it back the other way. It's going to be caught by Johnson at the 15. Takes the ball down to the 10-yard line where he's collared right there and thrown down to the turf. They got the ball over there to... That's going to be a Reed Stone who got that ball there. Stone brings it down to about the 9-yard line.
Stone complete.
Fourth down and about 5 yards to go. So the ball is resting between the 9 and the 10. Fourth down and about 4.5 yards to go here for Sutton. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in a rapidly moving first quarter. Yost is your wide receiver split to the right side. That's Reed Stone coming to the left. Man into the slot to the left side. That's Johnson. Now he comes in motion. And they're going to hand the ball away to him. And now he's going to throw a pass into the end zone. It's going to be caught and then dropped there. Caught and dropped as they go to a Brody Yost. So a little trickery there from head coach Steve Raymer. Noah Johnson was coming in motion. Johnson, they hand the ball away to him. And Johnson trying to throw the ball into the end zone. He had it in his hands, but he drops it. And it's going to be a situation where they turn it over on downs, and St. Cecilia will avoid one little strike there, and they get the ball back.
Well, and again, we talked about how Sutton had 1 week to prepare for St. Cecilia. You had to figure they were going to throw some different looks in, and they did, and they had Yost open. Another wide receiver down there for Sutton was also open, but Yost not able to handle the football, falls incomplete. The Hawks take over at the 10-yard line.
So Xander Schmidt is back in there at quarterback. Here's handoff, Brulette, big, big hole across the 15, back to the center of the field. He's at the 20, out to the 23-yard line. So a pickup of 14 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by Cole Wiseman for the Sutton Mustangs.
Noah Johnson, first down.
So a big hole there by Brulette, the 140-pound senior for the Hawks. 296 yards, 40 totes coming into the football game here tonight. That gets them out of the shadows to their own goalposts there as they move the ball out to the 23 officially. First down and 10 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt, the original starting quarterback for the Hawks, in there for his second series here tonight. Here's a handoff to Brulette. Brulette brings the ball up to about the 29-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Noah Johnson, the inside linebacker, the 5'11", 185-pound sophomore for the Mustangs. Second down at about 5 yards to go. The football is at the 29-yard line of St. Cecilia. Hawks moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one.
Well, Sutton already in the ball game has run 17 offensive plays. That is just the sixth play for St. Cecilia. It's been all Nick Brulette on the ground so far. All four carries are Brulette for 23 yards. Second and we'll call it four here for the Hawks.
Xander Schmidt is going to hand the ball away in a little fullback trap. Nothing there.
Ball carried by
Joe Groffel is the ball carrier. Sutton was waiting for that one. In fact, when you play St. Cecilia, you're in and you're out, Jimmy. That's kind of Carl's bread and butter play there. I'm sure Sutton was waiting for that, and they've probably seen that several times.
You know, it is amazing, though, as many times that we have done St. Cecilia, how successful that play is over and over. Exactly. That is a play that we have seen hundreds of times, but Sutton smells it out. Bring him down. Groffel, no gain, third and four.
All right, here's Xander Schmidt, pitches the ball back. Brulette trying to get outside. Brulette turns the corner at the 30, brings the ball to the 34-yard line. Should be very close to a first down. So he used his speed of Brulette to get outside, brings the ball to the 34. Tackle is made in there by Max Olson, one of the linebackers for the Sutton Mustangs. In fact, Olson is their leading tackler on their defense. He's got 36 stops coming in here. He makes a stop there, but not good enough to deny a first down as Brulette brings the ball to the 34.5-yard line.
Second first down of the night for St. Cecilia. This drive started just inside their own 10-yard line, and we are, very rapidly moving. First quarter, already down to 38 seconds and running.
All right, Xander Schmidt in there. That quarterback up under center. That's Driscoll going in motion. Pitch back comes to Brouillette again. Brouillette is hit, and down he goes. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackle is made in there by Harrison Beal, the 5'11", 200-pound senior defensive lineman. A loss of 1 yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 11. The ball is resting between the 34 and the 35-yard line in a scoreless first quarter tonight between a couple of top 10 rated teams, according to the AP poll. Lincoln Journal poll also has both of these teams in the top 10. AP poll has the St. Cecilia at number 6, Sutton at number 7. Second down, anybody 11 yards to go from the 34-yard line. That's the end of the first quarter. So the first quarter in the books here tonight at Duncan Field and Hastings. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia nothing and Sutton nothing.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at beautiful Duncan Field. No score between the Hawks and the Sutton Mustangs after one quarter.
First quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Sutton with a lot of yardage there in that first quarter, 68 to be exact, 62 on the ground on 13 carries. They were able to complete one pass for 6 yards, 3 first downs for Sutton in that first quarter. Cole Wiseman leading the way so far, 6 carries and 28 yards. For St. Cecilia, not a lot of offense. They've only been able to run 9 offensive plays in that first quarter. The two quarterbacks have combined 0 of 2 passing. Xander did throw 1 interception there. That went to Wiseman midway through the first quarter. 7 carries, 29 yards, so 29 yards of offense. 2 first downs leading the way for St. Cecilia is Nick Brouillette, 5 carries and 29 yards as we are ready to get quarter number 2 underway. The Hawks have the football at the 34-yard line.
Adams Central 19, Central City nothing. They got about 3 minutes left in quarter number 1, so the Patriots up and rolling again here tonight. There's a running play. It's going to be Brouillette again blowing through there across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. A pickup of Avery Driscoll carrying the ball there for 3 yards. We'll call it third down and 7. Looking down at the scores there, and it's Adams Central leading 19 to nothing over Central City. They are still in the first quarter. That Carlin machine is up and moving again.
Boy, that Adams Central defense is very sound. The only touchdown they have given up has been, on an interception return, and we were doing that game, a pick six. But, Adams Central looking very, very good. Here, St. Cecilia faced with a third down. We'll call it 5. The ball is out to the 39-yard line. Now we got movement up front for St. Cecilia. This will cost him 5.
Yeah, Tommy O'Keefe jumps there, the left tackle. That's going to cost him 5 yards. So the first penalty accepted here tonight. Tommy O'Keefe got off to an early start there with a 190-pound junior, the left tackle. So instead of third down and 5 yards to go, it'll be third down and 10. This is the Hawks, second offensive possession of the ball game. Sutton used up a majority of that first quarter, but they still have a goose egg on the scoreboard. Got the ball down to the 9-yard line, but could not score. So now this is the second possession for the Hawks. They had an interception on the first one. Third down and 10 yards to go. Their line of scrimmage is their own 34-yard line. Xander Schmidt hands it away. That's going to be Brouillette. Not much there. Brouillette brings the ball across the 35 to the 36 to the 37. Noah Johnson on the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs, and now the Hawks will have to punt.
Well, and St. Cecilia just really having a tough time getting this offensive machine up and running. Gus Clark got the start, but Xander's been in. Xander's thrown a pick. They have yet to throw a pass since that point, and it's been all on the ground, and it's been Driscoll and Brouillette that have carried the load here through the first two quarters, and it has been tough going against this Mustang defense.
That was the Hawks' third offensive series, I should say. They had that interception on one, and they punted on one. This is the second punt now for St. Cecilia. It bounces back to Wynn. He picks it up like a shortstop, gets away a wobbly kick here. It's going a bounce at the 35, takes a Hawk bounce, and now back the other way. They're going to down the football at about the 36-yard line, and Sutton will get the football back. So the Mustangs and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, we expected this one to be tough here tonight. The last home appearance for St. Cecilia was at 28-20 loss to Blue Hill, and now they're in a dogfight here tonight with the Sutton Mustangs.
Well, and Carl Tesmer knew when you had a chance to talk with him yesterday during school, he knew this was going to be a much-improved Sutton Mustang team. They are, and they are looking good tonight, and it's going to be a battle. Maybe the first team to make the first big mistake.
Here's a Wiseman, and Wiseman is going to hand the ball away. And Wiseman going to hand it away for a couple of yards there to the about the 40-yard line. Wiseman, he fakes the ball up inside and carries it himself. A lot of humanity around him. Nobody brought him down, and Wiseman eventually picked up about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, Cole Wiseman now 7 carries, 32 yards, looking good. And, again, just a junior out there keeping those legs driving. He's bringing a couple of Hawks with him each time he's got the football. Now there's a little confusion. Now Sutton breaks huddle. They come up the line of scrimmage. They've got a 2nd and 6.
Here's a Wiseman. They're going to hand the ball away again to Johnson at a little reverse. He's in trouble. He's at the 35, brings it up to the 40-yard line, and then buried right there. He runs a long way. He gave up a lot of ground. Safe to say he had him back there at about the 30-yard line, but he slips a couple of tacklers there. Gets the ball at least back up to the 40-yard line, where he's tackled in the play by Chris Hartford. Boy, Hartford is a big, big boy. Look at him tower over the defense there for St. Cecilia. Now playing at the defensive end, number 85 for the Hawks.
Well, and you remember last time we did St. Cecilia, they played Centennial. He started, he was a starting center. But with injuries and different things happening on that front line, they've moved him. He's now listed as a tight end and defensive end.
All right, play action pass. Wiseman wants to throw. Bouncing in the pocket. Rolls to his left. Throws the ball. It's going to be caught by Johnson at the 40 of St. Cecilia. Down the sideline, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown. That's a 59-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Noah Johnson, and the Sutton Mustangs are out on top with 8:55 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, we talked about the arm of Cole Wiseman, very gifted athlete. He was able to buy some time. That is only the 4th pass that he has thrown tonight. He's completed one other one, but that one there, he was able to find Noah Johnson across the middle of the field. Nobody around him for St. Cecilia, and then Johnson showing his speed. He got along the far sidelines and was able to take it to the house, 59 yards. So the first big play of the game goes the Sutton Mustang way, and they're on the board. They lead St. Cecilia with 8:54 left to go here till half, and we're awaiting the PAT here. Actually, it'll be a Cole Wiseman under center. They'll go for two here.
All right, so the Mustangs will go for two after their first touchdown of the ball game. 6-0 is the score. Wiseman has got it. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be incomplete. Ball was tipped to the line of scrimmage there by Lance Schmidt of EC St. Cecilia. So the two-point conversion is no good. 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The Sutton Mustangs 6, EC St. Cecilia nothing.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Northwest out on top of Scott's Bluff, 7-6. Adams Central, 19. Central City, nothing. Grand Island Central Catholic out on top of Gibbon. The score is 10-0. They're in the first quarter. Hastings High playing tonight as well. They're playing out to West in Gehring. 8 o'clock for the kickoff out there. 7:45 pregame show tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Grand Island Senior High leading Fremont, 14-0. Kearney out on top of Lincoln High, 21-0. Lexington 14, Sydney 6. Seward over Holdridge at halftime already. It's 6-0 there. Kearney Catholic is leading Minden 7-0. Donovan Trumbull leading your Superior Wildcats. It is 15-0 with the Donovan Trumbull out on top.
Brent Breckner must not have got the email to take it easy on my Cats. They have been just pummeled all year long. Tough season for the Wildcats.
Here's the kickoff by Sutton. It's going to go out of bounds down around the 20-yard line. So St. Cecilia will get good field position. 3 plays, 63 yards. The Sutton Mustangs out on top of your St. Cecilia Bluehawks. The score is 6-0 here in the second.
Well, and it's been a lot of ground game for Sutton. They've been able to kind of stretch the defense for St. Cecilia all game long. It has been 17 rushing plays for Sutton in the ball game, just 5 pass plays. But they were able to strike on that big play, and we talked about maybe the team that makes the best or the biggest plays, and right there a 59-yarder to Johnson. And Sutton's on the board first. Now we've got a penalty.
At the 35-yard line.
I believe that penalty was on Sutton. So it'll give St. Cecilia the football. They'll bring it out to the...
Well, they're at the 35-yard line.
35, yeah.
That's what happens when the ball was kicked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 at the 35. Xander stays in there, and his running play is going to go. Joel Groffley's got some room. The fullback trap there, 40-45 to the 46-yard line. We go back to Sutton. They're not known as a passing team, Jimmy. They only average 85.5 yards per ball game passing, and they get a 59-yarder to stun the Hawks early, 6-0.
Well, and again, we've talked about Sutton being able to run the misdirection and get outside the tackles. They've been successful here tonight. In between the tackles have been very tough running, but they were able to stretch that defense and get a receiver open in the middle of the field. But a nice run there by Groffel. That is the third first down for St. Cecilia.
Here's Xander. He's going to run the ball. He's got an opening across the 50 inside Mustang territory down to the 43-yard line. So Xander Schmidt carrying the ball there. The tackle is made by Trey Raymer, the linebacker for the Sutton Mustangs. They'll give him a pickup of about 9 yards in the play, maybe closer to 10. They're going to bring in the chain gang over there for a measurement. So they're going to bring in the Jeb Brandt Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang, who's been on an extended vacation our past two ball games with no measurements. But here in the second quarter, the Jeb Brandt Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang with the chairman of the board, Gino Shaw, out there, is going to bring in the chains.
And it's going to be about 1 yard short. Gino was just hoping they didn't stretch him out too far tonight. He was afraid the chain links may break. Maybe need to get some maintenance done on the chain groove. But anyway, a gain of a little over 9 yards for Xander Smith. Just a nice quarterback keeper around right end. And I'm able to pick up some nice yardage. It'll be second down and short.
I'm sure Gino's got his hook-nose pliers in his back pocket.
And his duct tape, as we've seen last week at the Dakota Dome. Anything, duct tape works on about anything.
Second down and about a half a yard to go here. The football is at the 43-yard line of Sutton, the 6-0 ball game. The Mustangs out on top of the Blue Hawks here tonight. Xander Schmidt up in her center. Hands the ball away to Groffel, and Groffel is going to be, looked like he went down. Now he gets back up, and he's going to take the ball down to about the 40-yard line. Looked like he was knocked down, but evidently his knee didn't go down. He gets back up and gets it down to the 40-yard line. That's the first down. Nice run there by Joel Groffel. He had 206 yards running out of the I-back position last week in their ball game against your Superior Wildcats.
He did. He run wild on him. Absolutely.
You and I could run for 206 yards against the Superior Wildcats.
Yeah, well, they're just bad. Groffel now 3 carries and 16 yards. Fourth first down for St. Cecilia. They're on the move in Mustang territory.
High formation. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Brouillette. Brouillette picks up a quick 5 yards around the left end. They move the ball down to about the 35-yard line on the play. Tackle is made in there by Yost. And also Jake Noose is into the ball game there for the Mustangs. That was a quick pickup of 5 yards on the play. Second down and 5 yards to go. Hawks moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two. 6-0 is the score. The Sutton Mustangs are out on top. We're down to 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Not with a lot of passes tonight. The clock just ticking right down here.
Yeah, it really does a lot. Both teams are really trying to concentrate on grinding it out on the ground. St. Cecilia, this is by far their best drive tonight against this Sutton defense.
Cesar Tino, your wide receiver, split to the right side. Brouillette comes in motion. Xander runs the ball 35 to the 30. First down and more down to the 25-yard line. Still on his feet and brought down. Well, they still don't have him down. Now they do. They pile him down there at about the 23-yard line. We got a penalty flag down, and this one could be going against the St. Cecilia on a hold. So Olsen again. Max Olsen, the outside linebacker, making the stop there. And here's the indication. It's going to be a holding call in St. Cecilia. That one will come back. So Xander Schmidt, a nice quarterback keeper around the right end, had enough for a first down. But the march off the penalty from the spot of the foul here. Now St. Cecilia looking at second down and long. They bring the ball all the way back out here to the 43-yard line. High school football action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslake.com. 76 degrees at game time here tonight. Just a slight breeze. And we get our second freight train by the old stadium here tonight. Going to have a headache by the time this thing is all over with. The band to play in, the loudest PA announcer in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Now we got the freight trains moving by. Second down and 14 yards to go officially. They got it down at the 44-yard line. Xander Schmidt will now spread the field here with two wide receivers to the right side. Now Driscoll comes in motion, a high snap. Xander gets it down. Now he's going to run with it. Xander's at the 45 to the 40, still on his feet, down to the 35-yard line before he's brought down there. So Xander wanted to throw. First of all, the snap was high. Xander climbs the ladder to go down and chase that baby down. Then nobody opened, and he had to run it himself as he picked up a quite big a chunk of that yardage back here as they bring the ball to the 36, and St. Cecilia looking at third down.
Boy, and that was all Xander Smith there. He made that happen again. You'd said the snap was high. He was able to gain control of the football, and then the rush was coming right up the middle. He's seen a big hole, was able to pick up 8 yards right up the middle, and boy, Xander looks good. He may have a bruised bone in his foot, but boy, he sure looks good running the football. The Hawks now third down. We'll call it 7.
Man in motion, that's Brouillette, and they're going to hand the ball away to him. Brouillette at the 35 to the 30, 25, 20, 15. The yard line, he's brought down there. Brouillette takes the ball down there. They're going to say his knee went down at about the 17-yard line. So the Hawks on the move here. They're in the red zone for the first time here tonight. On that little counter play, they hand it away to Nick Brouillette. He's not very big, Jimmy, but he's got some good wheels there, and Brouillette picks up a nice chunk of yardage as they move it all the way down to the 17.
9 carries now, 54 yards, and the longest play from scrimmage for St. Cecilia, an 18-yard blast. That's just midget football coaching at its finest right there. Mike Brouillette was an outstanding midget player for us.
Double tights, Maryland I formation, handoff, Brouillette again. He's got a little bit of a hole there as he slides through there across the 15 down to about the 14-yard line.
Brouillette to the 15-yard line.
We'll call it second down. Second down at about 6 or 7 yards to go. As we say every time we come out here, this is not a good direction for us to look at.
Well, it's tough, and usually by midpoint of the game, they've kicked over all the yardage markers out on the field. And it is a guess, but we'll call it down there at about the 15-yard line, second and call it 7.
All right, Maryland I formation again, a handoff to Brouillette. He slides through there again, and then he runs into the defensive backfield of Sutton. Gets it down to close to the 10-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. And now St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation. Now they'll give him a first down. They'll give him a first down as they give him about the 8-yard line. So they give him the 8-yard line here. Now it's first down and goal.
11 minutes left to play over at Patriots Field. It's AC 26, Central City, nothing. Again, Bill Carlin's got that Adams Central football team cranked up and playing well.
All right, so now it's first down and goal. St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-0 to the Sutton Mustangs, but the Hawks in the red zone at the 8-yard line of Sutton. And now we got a penalty flag down as they blow this one dead. St. Cecilia was set up in the shotgun set there. Xander was handing the ball away to Brouillette and a sweep to this near side and an illegal procedure call against the Hawks. So illegal procedure against St. Cecilia. That'll cost them 5 yards as that brings the ball back out to the 13-yard line. First down and goal from the 13.
And again, the second penalty for St. Cecilia. The first one, the holding call, they were able to overcome that. A couple of nice plays, and they've gotten the ball down in the Mustang red zone. But again, costly errors can come back to haunt you. And St. Cecilia cost them 5 there. It's a first and goal at the they got her backed out to the 13-yard line.
All right, Groffel will be in the backfield just to the left of Xander Schmidt. Brouillette is your wide receiver out to the right side. Cannon Howell is your wide receiver to the left. Here's Xander. He's going to keep the ball as he runs to his left side. He's going to be upended. Nice play defensively and getting through there for the Sutton Mustangs is a Harrison Beal, number 66, the 5'11", 200-pound senior. No gain in the play for Xander Schmidt as Beal upsets him there. It's going to bring up a second down and goal from the 13.
Well, and Xander just trying to get airborne, go over top of Avery Driscoll down there, and both of them came down simultaneously, but a good play defensively for Sutton, and it forces a second and long for St. Cecilia.
Now the Hawks will flood the right side of the field. 3 wide receivers to the right side. Joel Groffel to the right of the quarterback, Xander Schmidt. Man comes in motion to the near side. They fake the ball to him. Xander wants to throw it. He's under pressure. Rolls to the right side. Xander has still got it, and he's going to be sacked. Going to be sacked back here by Reed Stone. Reed Stone getting through there. The defensive end on that side, the 5'10", 175-pound senior, brings down Xander Schmidt. Boy, Xander had some time, but a good job by the Sutton defensive secondary locking up those wide receivers. And Xander's going to have to eat the football here. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. Actually, no gain in that last play. So third down and goal from the 13-yard line.
That was the third pass. Well, actually, it was going to be the third pass attempt for Xander on the evening. But again, good coverage downfield. We got a timeout on the field.
All right, so timeout here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 6, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island wants to show you the new 2013 Spark four-door hatchback. A gorgeous salsa red, stock number 95100, is every bit as fun to drive as it looks. Sale price now at only $15,300. The 2013 GMC Terrain, stock number 94400, is a clear onyx black, a quality ride that looks as tough as nails. Sale price now at $25,998. See them today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive on West Dolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
Sutton Mustangs have the lead here tonight. Duncan Field, 6-0 is the score. Mustangs 4-0 for the first time since 2003. They're looking for some good things out of this ball club here this year, and this will be a huge win for the Mustangs. They have played well so far here in the first two quarters. Saints say with their deepest penetration here this first half. They got the ball down here at the 13, but tell you what, the Sutton defense, it's been playing sensational this year. They give up only 164 yards per ball game, 127 rushing, 37 yards passing. It's been tougher than a $2 steak so far here in this first half of play. Third down and goal. Football is at the 15-yard line officially, so Xander lost a couple of yards on that last play. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Brouillette. Brouillette comes back, and he's going to pick up some yardage. Couple of yards, but still far shy of the goal line before he runs in to the middle linebacker there of the Sutton Mustangs. That's going to be Max Olson in on the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs. So they move it from the 15 down to about the 9-yard line, 6 yards on that last play for Brouillette. And now Saints to say again, we'll burn another timeout here. So now the Hawks, Jimmy, looking at a fourth down situation here. It's been tough running the football here against this Sutton defense.
Well, it really has. The biggest penetration for St. Cecilia tonight, that was the 11th play of this drive as they started at the 35-yard line. But again, if they look at trying to kick a field goal here, the breeze is blowing from the left to the right. So it'll be kind of a crosswind, but we'll see what Carl Tesmer elects to do. He's got the troops huddled up down in front of us.
I don't know if St. Cecilia has attempted a field goal. According to the stats they gave us earlier, nobody has attempted a field goal yet. This would not be a very long one, but we'll see what Carl Tesmer elects to do here, trailing by a score of 6-0 in the ball game. Coming up at halftime, we'll check your first half stats for you. We'll get you some scores from across the area tonight, and we'll check in with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. Boy, the Broncos have a big one tomorrow. 22nd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS. Airtime will be 12 o'clock noon tomorrow with the coach. 1 o'clock for the kickoff. The Tigers and the Broncos tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We're keeping it here. St. Cecilia's broken their timeout huddle here on the near sideline. They're going to go for it on fourth down and goal from the 9-yard line. Xander Schmidt in there at quarterback. Wide receiver Cesar Tino split to the right side. Man comes in motion. That's Avery Driscoll as they hand the ball away. That's going to be Groffle. He's going to be stopped. Groffle is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Tackle is made in there again by Beal and also Jake Noose up there. The two guys, the two defensive tackles there for the Sutton Mustangs. They go their old bread and butter again, Jimmy, that little fullback trap, and Groffle runs in to Mr. Noose. And now Sutton has got the ball.
Well, St. Cecilia has tried to run that play three times tonight. One time, Groffle was able to pick up 12. The other two times, it has been snuffed out by the Sutton defense. Jake Noose doing a great job staying home, brings him down, no gain. And Sutton, what a big defensive stand as they're able to take the football over, and Raymer takes the football for about a yard gain. But boy, what a big momentum burst for Sutton as we're inside 2 minutes to go here till half.
And Sutton will probably have to get at least a first down here. They brought the ball for 1 yard on that last play as they move it out close to the 10-yard line. So the Hawks had penetration down inside the 10-yard line and could not score here in the second quarter. And now Sutton will try to use up the rest of the clock here in the second quarter. They got a second down and 9. Football resting between the 10 and the 11-yard line. There's a running play. That's going to be Wiseman, I think, carrying the ball there on the quarterback keeper as he brings the ball close to the 20-yard line. Yeah, Wiseman on the quarterback keeper. Boy, he's got some good wheels. Nothing like his pops. Obviously, all the speed went to Cole there as they bring the ball all the way out across the 20-yard line at first down. Some good wheels there for Cole Wiseman, the junior running back, the quarterback. He had 490 yards coming in here.
Yeah, he is going to be a good one. Picks up 10 on that around the left end, and we're down to a buck 19 left to go here.
Wiseman going to try the other direction. He runs into Groffle, and down he goes
Tries the sweep on the right side, a quarterback keeper, and he runs into Joel Groffel. Pick up only 1 yard in the play this time. That's going to bring up a second down and nine, but Sutton really not concerned with the yardage right now. They like to burn the rest of the clock and get into the locker room at halftime with a 6-0 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Both teams have had deep penetration here in the first half. In fact, Sutton had the ball inside the 10-yard line, too, in the first quarter and did not score. St. Cecilia had the ball inside the 10-yard line in the second quarter and did not score. Sutton is out on top. Here's Wiseman again going to carry the ball across the 25 out to the 28-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Wilner, the outside linebacker for Hastings St. Cecilia. We're down to 30 seconds to play now here in the second. And Sutton will be looking at a third down situation. Remember, St. Cecilia burned all their timeouts as they were trying to stuff it in the end zone in the last possession, so they don't have any way to stop the clock here. Sutton has got 17 seconds to play, third down at about four. As Wiseman again has got the ball, he sweeps right side, breaks through there. Penalty flags down across the 35-40, out to the 44-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Joel Groffel again for Hastings St. Cecilia, but a penalty flag back up field here, probably in the area of a hold on the Sutton Mustangs. That's the case. Holding call against the Stangs. We're down to 8 seconds to play now.
That is going to be the second penalty on Sutton tonight, and that was probably a holding call they didn't need. When the flag was thrown, Wiseman was already past the point of where the holding was out here onto the end, and Wiseman was around a 14, 15-yard gain around the right end. But that'll come back, and with 8 seconds left to go, we'll see if Steve Raymer just elects to take a knee. But what a great first half for Sutton. They have played well.
Now they're bringing the ball all the way back here to about the 18-yard line. Third down at about 12 yards to go. Again, the Mustangs have the lead over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks by a score of 6-0. On a three-play, 63-yard drive, 59 of it coming on a touchdown pass from Cole Wiseman to Noah Johnson. And that's going to be the end. They won't have to run another play. They rule the ball ready for play. The clock runs off, and that's the end of the first half of play here at Duncan Field. So I wouldn't call it a surprise, but I'll tell you what, Hastings St. Cecilia is in a dogfight here tonight. The Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks after two quarters. Our score at halftime is Sutton 6, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
You were so shaker. You ain't trying to hide it. Girl, you a troublemaker. And I'm a troublemaker.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field tonight at halftime. Sutton is out on top, 6-0 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Got some other scores for you. Class A, Grand Island leading Fremont 14-7 in the second quarter. Kearney is out on top of Lincoln High 28-0. In Class B tonight, Lexington 21, Sydney 6. During the fourth quarter, Seward leading Holdridge 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Northwest over Scotts Bluff 7-6 in the second. Aurora is shutting out Crete 14-0 in the second quarter. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic 10, Minden nothing. Adams Central at last check out on top of Central City 19-0. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Checking some other scores. Broken Bow and St. Paul, they're scoreless in the second. Donovan Trumbull is leading Superior 41-0. They're in the second quarter. Sutton with a lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia 6-0. And I don't know if this score is correct, but a battle of unbeatens in Class D1. In the first quarter, Shelton is leading Amherst by the score of 38-0. Giltner is out on top of Fullerton tonight in the first quarter, 28-0, the Giltner Hornets. Again, 6-0 here as the Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Halftime stats brought to you by Tom and Dinsdale now, Automotive of Grand Island. Find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Well, coming into this ball game, we knew it could possibly come down to the fewest mistakes and a big play, and so far it's been a 59-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Noah Johnson, which has been the difference in this ball game. That is why the Mustangs have a 6-0 lead. We look at Sutton in that first half, passing the football. They had a couple of guys throw the football around other than Wiseman, but we'll give them 2 of 5 passing, 65 yards. The touchdown was credited to Cole Wiseman. That was 59 yards, as we just said, to Noah Johnson. So 65 yards of passing in the first half of play. 19 rushing plays, 87 yards for Sutton. So 152 yards of offense in that first half. 4 first downs. They operated 24 offensive plays in that first half. Leading the way, Cole Wiseman, 10 carries, 43 yards. Noah Johnson with 4 carries, 31 yards. Reed Stone with 1 catch for 6 yards. And again, Noah Johnson, 1 catch, that was a touchdown for 59 yards. The Mustangs were penalized 2 times in that first half. We look on the side of St. Cecilia. This is unfamiliar for us doing games anyway, to not see the numbers that we normally do for St. Cecilia. Their quarterbacks, Gus Clark and Xander Smith, have combined 0 of 2 passing, 1 interception. That was credited to Smith there in the first quarter. The Hawks have rushed it 21 times for only 103 yards, 6 first downs. They operated 23 offensive plays in that first half, 3 penalties on St. Cecilia there in the first half. Individual leaders, unfamiliar territory for this individual. Joel Groffel, 4 carries, just 16 yards against this stingy Sutton defense. Nick Brulette leads the way with 12 carries and 67 yards. But right now, Steve Raymer's troops have done a tremendous job preparing for the St. Cecilia offense with that off week. They've thrown a couple of wrinkles in. They've been successful running misdirection and getting outside the tackles. Running in the middle's been tough, but this has been a head knocker. And defensively for Sutton, hats off to them. They have done a great job keeping Brulette hemmed in and Joel Groffel, who had 5 touchdowns last week against Superior. St. Cecilia has some wood to chop to get back in this, although they just trail 6-0. This Sutton defense is playing very, very good football.
So 6-0, it is Sutton out on top here at halftime. Only 1 touchdown in that first half. It culminated on a 3-play, 63-yard drive. 59-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Noah Johnson. Came at the 8:54 mark of the second quarter. The 2-point conversion was no good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime as St. Cecilia is trailing here in this football game. By the way, your halftime show tonight is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 37 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings.
One thing I didn't add, Mike, the best drive St. Cecilia had all night, Sutton kicked off right after their touchdown. They got it at the 35. They made it all the way down to the 15. That was 12 plays, 53 yards, and no points, by far their deepest penetration. And you talked about it coming into the pregame show. Carl Tesmer knew they had to take advantage of every opportunity they got. They got it into the Mustang red zone, but no points. That was a costly error in that first half.
Yeah, Sutton had a possession that they had it down inside the 10-yard line of St. Cecilia in the first quarter, did not score. Same situation for St. Cecilia there toward the tail end of the second quarter. They got the ball inside the 10-yard line and did not score. So both teams, I don't think 6 points is going to hold up here in the second half. Both teams will have to put some points on the scoreboard here in the second half.
No, but it's just a matter of what defense is able to corral the big play, because both teams having a tough time rushing the football against the opposing defense. But just like that Noah Johnson touchdown, it was a big play that broke things open. Look for St. Cecilia to try to open things up. Only 2 pass attempts for St. Cecilia in that first half. I know Xander's been injured, but he's only thrown one pass. That went for an interception. Look for St. Cecilia to try to air the ball out, open things up, and get Groffel and Brulette running the football more successful in this second half.
All right, we're at halftime again. It's a 6-0 ball game. Sutton is out on top of Easting St. Cecilia. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Easting College, as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Trains and Tracks are gone near Vaughn's Printers, but Vaughn's is still your full-service printer. In fact, in its third generation, quality printing and service are two of Vaughn's Printers' goals. Vaughn's knows quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business, organization, or event. Vaughn's has the experience, effort, excellence, and equipment to assure you of workmanship that always satisfies. Your full-service printer, Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings.
Hey, we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. Broncos going to be at home tomorrow as they take on the 22nd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan Tigers out of the Osborne Sports Complex. And, Coach, obviously a ranked opponent coming in here. It's an important football game for us tomorrow.
It really is, and it's just another step in this whole process that we got to go through, and our guys are really embracing it, so we'll just see what happens.
Guys looking forward to having a nationally ranked team come in?
I think they're looking forward to actually playing a game at 1 o'clock on our home field. You know, we haven't played one yet, so I think the guys are looking forward to that, and the good thing about our guys is they really don't look into that stuff, you know. They honestly don't care about who they're playing, where they're playing, or anything like that. They just love to play the game and be together. So we just got to keep going that way.
Hastings sitting at 3-0 in the season. Picked up a win last week on the road in Vermilion, South Dakota against a very good Briarcliff team. Obviously, much better than their record might indicate.
Yeah, I think so. And I think if you look at the first three games that we played, Briarcliff and Concordia were a lot better than what their records indicated. But, credit to Coach Rathman, what he's done up at Briarcliff with those guys. But, our offense had a great game last week. You know, there's some things that we left out there on that field. But, I think also from a defensive standpoint, we didn't perform like we should have, so we got to really fix that.
Two teams that had over 900 combined total yards in the ball game last week. It was like an Arena Football League team.
That's crazy, man. As a defensive guy, we can't be having that many yards. I miss those days where we were giving up about 100, 130 on a total. But as long as we're getting that W, we're going
to
be happy.
Yeah, Hastings defensively gave up 473 last week to a Briarcliff team that threw for over 400 yards against us. So obviously, that's been the focus point this week, huh?
You know, I heard a story that I think I actually read it in a paper. My wife pointed it out to me that was the most yards we've given up in the air since our playoff game in 09 against Ottawa. And the concern is the team that we saw last Saturday is not like that Ottawa team a few years back. And so we got on our DBs a lot this week, but it wasn't just on those guys. It's about getting pressure on the quarterback. You know, we're bringing pressure. We didn't hit that quarterback one time last week. So that's our blitz package has been a big concern along with our coverage and along with our D-line getting pressure.
Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow is going to bring a lot of challenges to us on both sides of the ball.
Probably one of the most complete team. Well, definitely the most complete team that we've seen so far this year. You know, they got an offense that's got the nation's leading rusher. They're 54% run, 46% pass. So you really never know what they're doing over there. Defensively, they vacate zones, but here they come with a lot of pressure. Their linebackers are probably the best core in the league right now, with probably the best secondary player in the league. So it's going to be a tough game, but one we're looking forward to.
The 56-44 split been kind of different from years past, hasn't it?
It really has, and I think it's a credit to Coach Simple and Coach Prado, the OC down there, is they're really using injuries, the tailback. I mean, he's a big old boy. He's about 6'2", 215, 220. You know, that's kind of back in the day of the Hastings running backs. I think when you got a workhorse like that, you got to feed him the ball. And what they do is they don't think they have to throw the ball X amount of times a game. They want to stay with that run. They want to feed that, and then they're going to hit us on – they only run about two or three different route combinations, but when you only run two to three, you practice on those all the time, and they are probably some of the toughest route combos that we'll see.
And this Josh Endres kid, he's the nation's leading runner, as Tony mentioned. He had 316 yards against us a couple of years ago and scored three touchdowns. I'm sure you've seen that a couple of times on film this week, haven't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, we popped that film in on Monday because we were kind of wondering what we were going to see, whether it was going to be the power scheme or going to be the zone scheme, because they really went to more of a zone team this year. They're still running some power weak and power strong, but not as much as what they had. So we popped in that film, and about halfway through it, if it was the old VHS, I think I would have thrown it against the wall. But you got to live and you got to learn. And we made some tweaks off of what we saw in that game that we're preparing to see tomorrow.
How do we stop a guy like that?
Well, you don't. I mean, he's realistically that good. You know, I don't want to compare him to some of the best backs that have been through here by any means. But you don't stop him. You got to slow him down. We got to make him when he gets stopped on that zone scheme, he's going to spin, and we got to get 11 has the ball because he will put the ball on the turf. But a kid that's as talented as him, you don't stop him. We just got to make him work for each yard that he gets. 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whatever it was, and we gave up all those yards, he didn't break a sweat. And we got to pop him and get 11 hats there.
They also got a pretty good quarterback we're going to see tomorrow. This kid's been around for a while, too, and John Beam.
Yeah, he's. I think he's going on his ninth year, it seems like, there. But the thing that John does that's really good is he's not going to beat you with his feet. He's just going to extend the football play like Roethlisberger does. And what he does is, you know, he's just kind of moving around nice and easy, doesn't get flustered too much, and only puts the ball where his guy can catch it. So we're going to have to roll some coverages and run some coverages that we haven't ran for much this year or ever.
You talking about that? How do we just pulling that out to just because it's Dakota Wesleyan or what we're going to see or what?
No, I think what we kind of pulled it out of was I called Coach Davis up there, Danger, who's helped us out off and on, and he said, "Coach, come down here and let's watch some film. Let's come to practice." So he came down there and he brought up some ideas for us, and you know, I think is we got to do our job as coaches, and if we're not being successful in something, we can't just bang our head against a wall. We got to be able to tweak something here or there, and that's what we've really worked on this week. So we'll just see how it works.
Dakota Wesleyan's defense, they're pretty stout over there too.
Yeah, they'll bring the pressure. You know, their D linemen are athletic, but where their heart and their soul, their defense, and it's, again, a result of Coach Simple, is their linebackers. I mean, they got some really good ones. They come hard off the edge. They set the edge. They don't care if they get blocked, but darn it, they're going to get blocked on your side, in your kitchen, and come across that line of scrimmage. So they're really good on their fits, their blitzes. They just come. They don't stop. If they're picked up, they keep running their feet like you're supposed to. So they vacate some zones, so we're going to have to identify some hot routes, and we got to make sure we move the ball.
You mentioned Ross Simple. He's the head coach at Dakota Wesleyan. He's got Sioux Falls ties, so I imagine he's brought a lot of stuff from the Cougars down here.
He brought a lot of stuff, and he's brought some of them players with him too a little bit. But, no, he's done a great job. He's going to set in that 3-4, and they're going to run some of their quarters. But they play a lot more man than what Sioux Falls used to. And I think, you know, it's a credit to his linebackers, but it also shows that he's got confidence in his secondary. You know, we played man last week. We didn't really have those good results. These guys play man. That got good results. So we got to make sure we're running the right routes and running the and picking up those blitzes.
A couple of absolute things that we have to do tomorrow to pick up a win.
Well, offensively, what we got to do, and I say this a lot, but we got to play fast. We got to increase that tempo, number one. What we got to do is we got to match their physicality, and we got to take it to the next level. You know, Concordia is a physical team. We played a couple weeks ago. Dakota Wesleyan is just as physical, so we got to come out and hammer right now. Special teams wise, it's gotten better, but we got to cover the field. We got to do a better job with that. And then defensively, what we got to do is we're going to make them one-dimensional. And I'm going to try and stay calm when the defense is out there, see how that works for us. But we got to make them one-dimensional and make their coaches and their players only do one thing. So
easier said than done, huh?
Oh, a lot easier said than done.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hastings College in Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock kickoff time. We'll be on there with the Tony Harper pregame show at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas. Total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. 6-0 is the score. It is the Sutton Mustangs out on top of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Halftime score out of Patriots Field. Hastings, rather, Adams Central is leading Central City at half 40-0. 40-0. The Patriots looking for their fifth win of the season, and they're rolling over the Central City Bison. Jake Fowler, we understand, had a big, big night. We'll double-check his numbers, but he was well over 100 in the first quarter.
Well, we had heard that he was up around 185 yards through, I think, a quarter
and a half
and,
or so.
Quarter and a half or so. We don't know whether that is correct. But nonetheless, Adams Central up and running again, only giving up one touchdown this season, and that was on a pick six, so the defense really cranked up. But here, as you said earlier, I think you said it right wisely.
The second half.
Not sure that it's really much of an upset Johnson at all, because we got the number seven and number eighth ranked team in C2. But definitely, St. Cecilia's got to try to find some offense. They were snuffed down in that first half, only 103 total yards of offense. As Michael Wynn will be into the football to the Sutton Mustangs, they'll receive.
So Sutton will get it here. They'll have a handoff on the. Noah Johnson down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. St. Cecilia's 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. They had a little reverse there. That was not a very deep kick by Michael Wynn. They have a reverse to the far side, and the same guy who scored the touchdown in the first half of play, Noah Johnson, touchdown brings him back for a touchdown and shocks the Hawks here in the third quarter.
Well, and that was Brody Yost that fielded the kickoff initially, number 11, and then he hands it off to Noah Johnson on a reverse down around the 20-yard line. So we'll give it around a 78-yard touchdown return. But again, Noah Johnson showed his speed in the first half. He was able to get to the outside, and Michael Wynn was the only guy that was going to catch him. That was not going to happen. 78-yard touchdown return. Sutton strikes first very quickly here in this third quarter of play.
We talked about Johnson's speed when he got that touchdown pass. You saw it right there on the opening kickoff of the second half. 78 yards for the score. Now they go for the two-point conversion. Here's Wiseman. Belly to the fullback. Takes it around the right end himself. He dives for the end zone. Did he get in? Yes. Two-point conversion by Wiseman is good. And now the Hawks are really in trouble here in the second half. 11:48 to play in quarter number three. Sutton now leads Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Mustangs 14. Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, remember back at that Blue Hill ball game, Blue Hill scored their winning touchdown on a kickoff return for a score. Went on to beat the Hawks 28-20, and now the Sutton Mustangs open up the second half, a 78-yard kickoff return officially. Noah Johnson, and it's a 14-0 ball game. The Mustangs out on top.
Well, and I talked about it early in this broadcast. It could very well come down to what team can eliminate the big plays. So far, the answer is Sutton can dominate on them big plays. It's been two 59-yard touchdown pass, 78-yard kickoff return, two big plays, as it'll be Reed Stone get into the football here, but St. Cecilia now trails 14-0, just underway here in the third quarter. It'll be Bruliette back deep along with Driscoll and Tino.
They're going to have a little pooch onside kick here to the 40-yard line. It'll be fielded by a guy up front there for St. Cecilia, and recovering it there for the Bluehawks was Ty Bankers, a junior. So head coach Steve Raymer pulling out all those stops here. A little pooch kick there. They thought maybe they could get down there and cover it up, but Magners was right there. That's all right. You keep your opposing team off guard there, but the bad part is you give them good field position if you don't recover.
Well, and St. Cecilia needs to make something happen here. They have only had two pass attempts tonight. They have had a tough time rushing the football, only 103 yards in that first half. We have an official's timeout now, but again, St. Cecilia needs to try to throw the football a little bit. I think they need to get Xander out on the wing, try to get the ball down to Tino. Cesar Tino was the big go-to guy in that Centennial game the last time we did him, and Cesar's been battling some injuries, but we'll see what Carl Tesmer elects to do here. But this is a fast strike offense in St. Cecilia, a lot of speed out there, but they trail by 14. They need to get things in gear right now.
Just joining us, Xander Schmidt did not start tonight at quarterback. Gus Clark did. Xander's played most of this football game so far. They swing the ball out here. Groffel grabs it. Groffel's in trouble. Good penetration over here by the Sutton defense as Groffel gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, look how many white shirts were out there, Jimmy. They just swing it out to Joe Groffel coming out of the backfield. There was three or four Sutton Mustangs out there already.
Well, and they did a great job fighting through blocks. We had a guard that pulled over on the right side, come over here to try to get blocking on that screen pass. And again, Groffel just having all kinds of tough time running. Only four carries, 16 yards. And they actually mark it as a loss of about a half a yard. So it's going to be second down. We'll call it 10.5. The Hawks got the football on the 41-yard line.
14-0. The Sutton Mustangs out on top. Xander wants to throw. Now he's going to hand the ball away to a Bruliet. Gets by one man. He doesn't get by the second one. Bringing him down there was a Trey Raymer. That was a loss of 2 yards in a play. They faked the ball up inside. Then they handed it away in a little draw play.
Down and
Trey Raymer brings him down for a loss of 2 yards in a play. We'll call it third down, now and 12.
Well, and running is just very tough against this Sutton defense. They played well in the first half, and they have started off with a ball of fire here. A couple of plays for St. Cecilia offensively and a minus 2 yards. We got the official stats. Jake Fowler, 225 yards and four touchdowns in the first half.
Third down and 12 yards to go here for the Hawks. The football is on their own 39-yard line. Back to pass is Xander Schmidt. He throws it to the far sideline. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Bruliette. They throw it over his head into the Sutton bench. So St. Cecilia gives up the opening kickoff in the second half for a touchdown. They go three plays and out on offensively. And now they're going to kick the football away, and the Sutton Mustangs will get the ball back.
Well, and all kinds of momentum on the side of Sutton right now. Brody Yost going to drop back. He'll stand at about his own 26-yard line to field this Michael Wynn kick, but boy, Sutton defensively has just pinned their ears back, and they are coming at this St. Cecilia offense.
Michael Wynn is back deep on his own 26-yard line. He'll get the kick away. A good high kick. Yost looks up, signals for the fair catch. He comes up, and he lets it go by him. He had to get away from the thing, and it's going to be blown dead at about the 20-yard line. That's where Sutton will start. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. About a 40-yard kick there for Michael Wynn, a guy who's been averaging about 34 yards per kick on the season.
Well, we only got one offensive play so far in this second half for Sutton. That was a two-point conversion for Cole Wiseman, but it was a big kickoff return by Noah Johnson, and now Cole Wiseman will have his troops out. They'll take over at the right about the 20-yard line here with 10-12 left to go in the third quarter. Mustangs on top of St. Cecilia, 14-0.
They're moving from our right to our left. Wiseman gets away from some pressure, now puts on the brakes, goes the other way across the 30-yard line out to the 35. Wiseman was in trouble. St. Cecilia had some guys hanging on him there, but Wiseman kind of spun away in the backfield and went the other direction. Find a big, big area real estate over there as he comes all the way out to the 34-yard line. That's a first down for the Mustangs.
69 yards now on 12 carries for Cole Wiseman, and a good job as the pressure was coming. He had to reverse his field of play and go off to the right side. Nobody was over there defensively for St. Cecilia. He picks up 14 on that play and a first down.
Wiseman hands the ball away. Big hole again, 35-40, 45-yard line, out to the 48, 49-yard line, and finally brought down. That is a Trey Raymer all the way out to the 49-yard line, and now Sutton Mustangs are opening up huge holes on Randy Aarons' defense here for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are playing back on their heels, and it's another first down for the Mustangs.
Six first down on the night for Sutton, and another big gain right up the middle of the field. St. Cecilia really did a pretty good job in that first half between the tackles. But now, for some reason, Sutton's been able to open up some nice holes. Two consecutive runs of 16 yards and another first down. They've got the ball out at the 49-yard line. Clock moving with 9:25 left to go here in the third.
Wiseman up under center. He's going to hand the ball away. Dancing in the hole there, 45 across the 50, inside St. Cecilia territory, down to the 48-yard line. That's Noah Johnson. He has been a pain in the side of the St. Cecilia roster here tonight. A touchdown catch, 59 yards for a touchdown, and a 78-yard kickoff return for a score. He scored both touchdowns for the Mustangs. He picks up a couple of yards here. He moves the ball on the St. Cecilia side of the 50-yard line, basically, here. Second down at about 8 yards to go.
Well, and again, Noah Johnson was going to be stopped in the backfield. St. Cecilia had the numbers back there. He was just able to squirt free, pick up positive yardage, second down and 8. The ball just across midfield.
Here's Wiseman. Now he's going to be tackled in the backfield, and down he goes. They were running the option play to the far side and busting through there for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks was Chris Hartford, the defensive end. Hartford listed at 230 pounds and a senior for the Hawks. That was a loss of about 4 yards, and now it's third down and 12 yards to go for the Mustangs. The football is pushed back here to the 48-yard line of Sutton.
Well, and again, I think this is a very important drive here for St. Cecilia defensively to not allow any more big plays. Don't allow any type of points. You're trailing by 14. You're having a tough time offensively. You can ill afford to give up any points here.
Wiseman wants to throw the football. A little screen pass right in the center of the field. He's across the 50 down to the Hawk 46-yard line. That's going to be, that's not Johnson. That's going to be a new man in there. That's going to be Carlson, Mitchell Carlson, on the screen pass as he takes the ball down to about the 43. Joel Groffel into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. But now the Sutton Mustangs will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and about three from the St. Cecilia 43. And the Mustangs will go for it here. I'm surprised they're not going to put the football away. They may end up doing that. And now they're going to drop back into a punt formation here. Sutton is going to punt the football away on fourth down and three. The snap is high. Wiseman wants to kick it. And he finally does. It's going to angle to the far sideline, and he's going to go out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. So you never can tell when your quarterback is the punter. You never can really 100% say they're going to put the football away in that situation. But Wiseman runs a little bit like a rugby-style kicker. He runs it a little bit to the right side, and he punts the ball away, and St. Cecilia has the ball back.
Well, Wiseman took a look to see if there was any room over there. He took it about 4 yards on the other side of the 50-yard line. But, again, he kicks it away. And they'll mark it down at the 31-yard line. So now the Hawks, 7:25 left to go here in the third quarter, trail by two touchdowns.
They'll put her down at the 21-yard line. Xander Schmidt comes out, first down and 10. The Hawks moving left to right here. Here's a handoff. Brouillette across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Sutton Mustangs. That's Robert Kelly. Kelly, the 5'7", 240-pound senior. We'll give him 5 yards on the play. Second down and 5 yards to go. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is a 14-0 ball game in favor of the Sutton Mustangs. So second down and 5 here at Duncan Field. Football is down at the 25-yard line. That's Driscoll going in motion to the far side. Xander wants to hand the ball away. He does. That's going to be Brouillette. Brouillette brings the ball to the 29 to the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brody Yost. Yost, the senior defensive back, 5'11", 180-pounder. It's not going to be enough for a first down. It should be a third down now. Third down and a yard to go. The football is at the 31. The officials looking to the far sideline. They're going to say, yeah, that's the first down. So they're going to give him a first down. The officials took a hard look there. They finally give him the first down. So they'll move the sticks here. 6:45 to play in the third quarter. 14-0. The Sutton Mustangs trying to surprise the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
One bright spot for St. Cecilia, Nick Brouillette. Now 15 carries and 81 yards as he was able to pick up 5 there. That is the 7th first down for St. Cecilia, and they bring the ball out to the 33-yard line.
Maryland I formation, double tight ends. Here's a handoff to Brouillette, looking to power the ball up the field here, and again they're going to be stuffed. Brouillette trying to get it outside off of left tackle.
Noah Johnson
into the stop there, a pickup of 2 yards in a play, second down and 8 yards to go. Carl Tesmer talked about this during the pregame show. If worst comes to worst, they're just going to line up and they call it their black offense. They're just going to line up and take it right to Sutton. That's what they're doing right now. Double tight ends, a.k.a. Bill Carlin, Maryland I formation out there. So second down and 8 yards to go. Now they're going to split a wide receiver out to the right side. That's going to be Driscoll with Brouillette and also Groffel in the backfield. Pitch play comes to Brouillette, slides through one man, across the 35 to the 40, out to the 45-yard line, first down. Brouillette hammed in, but he got away, found a little seam, brought it to the 45. Tackle is made in there by Max Olson again. Olsman and Wiseman on the stop. Max Olson and also Cole Wiseman on the stop there for the Mustangs. That's going to be a first down as they bring the ball out to the 44.5-yard line.
First down number 8 for St. Cecilia in the ball game, and they are really resting on the shoulders of Nick Brouillette. All 5 rushing plays have gone to him. Now he's up to 93 yards on 17 carries. The Hawks with a first down at the 45-yard line.
Here's Brouillette again, 45, 46-yard line. Pickup of 2. There's power of the ball with a double tight end again as they move the ball from the 44 to the 46. Tackle is made by Jake Noose, the defensive lineman for the Sutton Mustangs. Second down and 8. maybe closer to the 7 as they give forward progress out there to about the 47-yard line.
Well, so far the Hawks on this drive have been able to move it all the way out near midfield. That's all fine and dandy, but you've got a clock running. You're trailing by 2 scores, still a quarter of football to play. But, boy, running the football chews up an awful lot of time in a game and you're trailing in.
Double tights again. Driscoll goes in motion off to the far side. Xander Schmidt, play action pass, wants to roll. Here comes some pressure. A pass across the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped by Hartford down here at the 40-yard line of Sutton. Incomplete pass. Xander throws that one a little bit low. Back in coverage for Sutton was Brody Yost, the defensive back for the Mustangs. So now St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 7 yards to go. They got the ball on their own 47.
That is the fifth pass attempt for two St. Cecilia quarterbacks. Four of them, though, have been on the arm of Xander Schmidt. Xander yet to complete one. He completed one to Joe Groffel there in the second quarter. It went for no gain. Bring up a third down here. We'll call it third and eight. The ball at the 47-yard line.
Big play here for St. Cecilia. They play action pass again. Xander wants to throw. Stands in the pocket, and now he's being flushed out. He's going to be hit from behind. He's going to be sacked. Got to be sacked back there. Xander Schmidt is knocked down in the play and getting through there for Sutton. It's number 66, Harrison Beal again, the 5'11", 200-pound senior defensive lineman. A loss in the play. Back to the original line of scrimmage back here at the 44-yard line, and St. Cecilia will have to punt.
Just too much time. Nobody open downfield. Great coverage from the Saints or the Sutton secondary. Nowhere to go for Xander Schmidt. The pocket broke down. They bring him down for a loss. Fourth down, and it'll be Brody Yost back deep for Sutton to return this punt.
Wynn will kick it away here for St. Cecilia. Good high kick again. Yost comes up, signals for the fair catch, and makes it at the 30-yard line. So a drive that had some promise there for St. Cecilia. Sputters. Fair, and they had to punt the football away. Yost, a 26-yard kick there by Michael Wynn. Jimmy, you and I did the St. Cecilia Sutton ball game a year ago, and the ball game played over in Sutton. Remember the big old running back they had in there, Reed Wiebe, who really ran loose? I'm telling you what, I think this team is much improved over last year. This is a good football team.
If I'm not mistaken, he carried the ball the first 31 times they had their rushing plays. And, yeah, this is a much improved as Weisman just hands off to
Raymer
over the left side. Good defensive pressure there by St. Cecilia. But, again, you'll watch him fly around to the football defensively. Steve Raymer has done a great job getting this team prepared for this season. That's why they're 4-0, and they are playing a very good game here against St. Cecilia.
3:35 to play third quarter. We're at Duncan Field, 14-0. You'd have to go back in the record books. When was the last time St. Cecilia has lost two games in a regular season? When have they ever lost two games in a row at home at Duncan Field? It doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
But they're trailing right here by the score of 14-0. Still plenty of time to go. We're in the third quarter. Here's Weisman. Play action pass. He wants to run it himself. He's at the 30-yard line, and he runs in to nothing but blue jerseys over there. Weisman runs in to Xander Schmidt. Also, Joe Groffel over there. A pickup. Well, they're going to give him 1 yard in the play. That is it. Did a lot of running there as Weisman brings the ball for a yard. Third down and 9 yards to go. They're at the 31-yard line. Sutton is moving from our right to our left here in the third. And now Steve Raymer is going to send wide receivers to the left end, to the right. This is their wide open set here. Four wide receivers out on this pattern here as Weisman stands in the gun. He backs up, wants to throw. Looks, throws the ball near side. It's going to be intercepted and dropped by Wildard. That was 6 points there by Wildard of St. Cecilia. He had it in his hands. He had nothing but green grass in front of him.
Trey Raymer was the intended receiver, and Wildard made a great break on the football. And he bobbled it a couple of times. It falls to the turf, but that was an easy pick six. Boy,
wow.
What a tough break for St. Cecilia. They do hold on downs. It'll be Bruliette and Tino back deep, and it'll be Weisman into the football game to punt the ball away.
Fourth down and 9 from the 30-yard line. Weisman will get her away. It's a low kick. It's going to bounce at the 45 to the 40, 35 down to the 30-yard line. Pick it up. Sutton is down there, going to down the football inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. So what looked like a terrible kick by Weisman. He gets a pretty good bounce on the ball. And St. Cecilia will take over first down and 10 on their own 29.
41 on the Weisman kick, but the football hit back here just across midfield. Tino had all kinds of time to pick it up. Tino with some good speed. Elects to just let it bounce along the ground. So with 2:15 left to go, the Hawks will have another run at it. The last drive, 7 plays, 25 yards. and the Hawks had to punt the football away. They're underway in Gehring. It is Hastings High and Gehring scoreless at the end of one quarter.
Adams Central having an easy time of things with the Central City Bison tonight. First down and 10 yards to go for the Hawks. Hand off again, Brouillette trying to get outside. Brouillette slips through there. Look out, 35, 40 to the 41-yard line. Well, Nick Brouillette, a pickup of 11 yards in the play. And he was close to taking that baby to the house. And if you're a Sutton fan, that's what you got to be worried about. Saints will say he can strike at any time here. They've got good speed in the backfield with Nick Brouillette. They can go deep with Cesar Tino, but so far they have not been able to pass against this Sutton defense as well.
Well, the defensive backs, give them credit for Sutton. They have been locked up with these receivers for St. Cecilia. Obviously, only one pass completion tonight. Brouillette picks up a nice 11-yard gain. He's now at a 106 and a first down for St. Cecilia.
Driscoll goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Groffel. 45-50, keeps his feet moving inside Sutton territory down to the 48-yard line. That's a first down. Groffel carrying the ball for 12 yards. And Groffel is now a little slow in getting up here. He's going to get back to the huddle here. That would not be good for St. Cecilia. As a Groffel picks up 12 yards in the play down to the 48-yard line. 1:42 to play here in the third quarter. The Sutton Mustangs out on top of St. Cecilia by the score of 14-0. Cannon Howell checks into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He'll replace his Cesar Tino as a wideout, bringing in the play from head coach Carl Tesmer here on the near sideline. They go with double tight ends instead. Avery Driscoll is your wing back off to the right side. The backs in the I formation. First down, 10 yards to go from the 48. Pitch play comes to Brouillette. Crashes forward. He gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. No gain in the play for Brouillette as he runs into Raymer and the rest of the gang there for the Sutton Mustangs. Max Olson also into the stop there, leading tackler for the Mustangs this season. No gain in the play, second down and 10.
Boy, this for C2 football, this is a couple of hard-hitting teams out here. Sutton defensively, boy, they are charging at the football, just pinning their ears back, and there's four or five white jerseys around the ball carrier every time. They've a much-improved team over last year. Second long here for St. Cecilia. We're inside a minute. They trail by two scores.
Hawks have the ball here. Here's Xander Schmidt. Pitches the ball away to Brouillette. Spins away at the 50. Goes to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Brouillette on the quick pitch off to the left side. Sutton had penetration as they had a man at the 50-yard line. He spun away from him and took the ball down to the 44. We'll give him a pickup of 4 yards in a play. You know who's on the coaching staff of Sutton? That is Steve Sponberg. Sponberg has been known for his defense on the basketball court. He's calling the signals, I think, on the far sideline. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
What can Steve Sponberg not coach?
Yeah, baseball.
Everything.
Basketball, football.
Tremendous coach.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Xander wants to throw. Throws it near side. It's caught by Cannon Howell. Nearly fumbles the football. Now it's going to be ripped out of there by Raymer. He's got the ball for Sutton. It's going to be a fumble. Sutton has got the ball at the 41-yard line. And let's see if the officials agree. It happens right here in front of us. And it's going to be a fumble here by Cannon Howell. It's going to be recovered by the Sutton Mustangs. Actually, Cannon caught that ball. He kind of lost control, but he kind of grabbed it on his hip there, and Raymer got in and just ripped the ball loose, and Sutton has got the ball.
Yeah, he could never, Howell could never really take great possession of the football, and Raymer just doing a great job. He was able to get a meat hook on it and then just pulled it away. A big turn of events as we have ended the third quarter of play with a big turnover.
All right, three quarters in the books tonight here at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with the score Sutton 14, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, it's Sutton out on top 14-0. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Third quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find them on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. This has been a defensive battle all night long. It's been two big plays that have broken the game open. Only 42 yards of total offense for Sutton in that third quarter. Two first downs. St. Cecilia, 52 yards of total offense and four first downs. But Sutton has the football starting this fourth and final quarter, first and 10 after the fumble.
Here's Wiseman. He's going to hand the ball away to Noah Johnson again. 40-yard line. Penalty flags down. 45-50. Inside Saints Cecilia territory to the 49. That would be close to another first down for Sutton, but I think we're going to have a holding call back upfield here on the Stangs.
I think this is going to go on Raymer. He's asking for an explanation what he did, but he grabbed a hawk and brought him down, and that'll nullify about a 9-yard gain for Sutton, and that's the case. Hastings High up on Gehring now in the second quarter. It's Hastings High 6, the Gehring Bulldogs nothing.
Just got confirmation between quarters. Guess who the defensive coordinator of the Sutton Mustangs in? That's Steve Sponberg.
Yeah, the guy is just amazing. Every sport that he gets kids into, whether it's a Kearney Legion baseball, it's a Sutton basketball, and obviously defensively wise here for the Sutton Mustangs, Steve Raymer's got a jewel out there in Sponberg.
Coach Sponberg was at Kearney. He moved over. He's now coaching over at Sutton. Had the juniors, and then he coached the seniors, the state championship. So the man is unbelievable. You know, what we do him during the basketball season, when we're doing Sutton basketball, you can expect to play in the 30s and 40s all night long. It's been defense tonight, my friends. They are shutting out the Hawks tonight, 14-0.
Well, they're doing a great job. He'd be a great guy to pick a mind if you wanted to be a defensive coordinator somewhere.
All right, so it's going to be a first and 19 situation from the 33-yard line. Here's a running play as a Sutton just goes right up the pipe there. Running the ball is going to be the quarterback in Wiseman as he brings the ball out to about the 39-yard line. Schmidt in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now if you're the Hawks, you've got to look for a turnover, Jimmy. You got to pull and grab. You've got to do anything you can to get the ball. You need two scores. You're down 14-0 here. We're down to 11 minutes to play in the ballgame.
You haven't. The only thing you've been able to do is run the football tonight. It's not been very successful. Only 155 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia tonight. They are 2 of 6 passing. One of them was a fumble. The other one was no gain. You're having a tough time throwing the ball. You're going to run the clock when you run the football. They've got to do anything they can to try to get this football back, and I believe Steve Raymer has called a timeout on the far sidelines.
Yeah, Sutton was up to the line of scrimmage. Steve saw something there he didn't like, and he calls the timeout. 10:49 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Sutton as the Mustangs 14, St. Cecilia nothing.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, tonight's Game Under the Lights is brought to you in part by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950. With complete electrical service for all commercial, industrial, or residential needs, call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or search KriegerElectric.com. Second down, 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 39-yard line. The Sutton Mustangs with a football here in the lead.
Just understand the Blue Hill Bobcats are up on top of Ravenna, 26-0 in their game. They are the last team that beat St. Cecilia on this field.
All right, here's Wiseman again. He fakes the ball in the reverse. Now he's going to run it himself. 40, 45, 50. Look out, 45, 40. There's penalty flags down. Wiseman at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, but I think this one's coming back.
That is in the area of a hold, but it'll be 60 yards, 61 officially. And there was the indication from the white cap. It'll be holding, so that will come back. And a big, big sigh of relief for everybody in blue.
Yeah, Wiseman takes that one 60 yards for his score. The penalty flags were down just as he broke a couple of tacklers here at about the 40-yard line. And this one will come back. So it's going to be a penalty here against the Sutton Mustangs. Not a hold. Illegal motion. Illegal shift against the Sutton Mustangs. Illegal motion. So instead of a hold, we'll bring this one back. And that was a 5-yard penalty on the field, but that just wipes off a 60-yard touchdown by the quarterback, Cole Wiseman.
And Cole Wiseman, we talked about him coming into the ballgame. He's the guy that triggers this whole offense, doesn't throw it a lot, but he's been able to damage things against this St. Cecilia defense. 15 carries and 76 yards for Wiseman tonight. He's thrown a touchdown and also converted on a two-point conversion. He just had a 60-yarder that was brought back. So now they'll spot it at the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 15 with 10:36, and the clock is going to be a burr in the side of St. Cecilia if they can't get the football back.
Wiseman looking at his second down and long situation, second and 17. Wiseman fumbles the football, and he's going to fall on it. He was in the shotgun set. He was going to hand it off on a reverse play to Johnson to the far side, and just as Johnson got to him, ball falls out of Wiseman's hands, and he had to fall on top of the turf here. Top of the football on the turf. Going to be a couple of yard gain, or actually a couple of yard loss back here to the 30, and now they're looking at third down and a mile and a half to go for the first down.
Well, Sutton has really helped St. Cecilia out here with field position. If St. Cecilia can come up with a big stop, they would get the ball in pretty good field position. Wiseman, the punter, has not been able to really get off too many good punts tonight. But it's a third down. We'll call it 22 yards to go. The ball is at the 29-yard line.
There's Johnson going in motion. They're going to fake the ball to him. And here's Wiseman again. He's going to slip it outside 30, 35, 36, 37-yard line. Tackle is made by Joel Groffel of Easting St. Cecilia. That was a third down call there. He's far short of a first down. So now the Sutton Mustangs will have to punt the football away, dropping back deep for Easting St. Cecilia. There's going to be Avery Driscoll. Also dropping back will be Brilliant. 9.5 to play here in the football game. 14-0. The Sutton Mustangs trying to surprise Easting St. Cecilia here tonight at Duncan. Wiseman will drop back. He'll be in punt formation for the Mustangs as he stands at his own 25-yard line. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. Brings it down. Gets the kick away. The best kick of the night for Wiseman. It goes over the head of Avery Driscoll. He picks it up at the 20-yard line. He's back to the 25. Brings it near sideline to the 30. 35 down the sideline. 40. 45, 50. 45, 40. Down the sideline. 35, 30. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Avery Driscoll bringing the ball back there for Easting St. Cecilia. And that's what the Hawks need. A good return there by Avery Driscoll. And St. Cecilia has got the ball in plus side of things here in Sutton territory. They're going to mark it down here at the 28-yard line. First down for the Hawks.
47 on the punt. Will go 54 on the return by Driscoll. And that one nearly disastrous. It bounced over his head. He had to pick it up, but he picked up a great block from his other return partner, Nick Brulette. Got him sprung free, and he takes it down the near sidelines. So the Hawks set up good shape now at the 29-yard line.
There's Brulette going in motion. Xander Schmidt with the ball, 30, 25, down to about the 24-yard line. He'll be dropped there. He also drops the football down there, but he says his knee was down, and it's going to be a play dead there. Second down and about, 6 yards to go. They give him 4 yards in a play. Second down and six. Clock is running down to 8:40 to play in the football game. 14-0. The Mustangs have the lead.
Well, the Hawks have had the football down inside Sutton territory a few times tonight. They have not been able to come away with any points. You better do it now. You've got some of the best field position you have had all night, and it's late in the ball game. You trail by 2 touchdowns.
Xander Schmidt waiting for it. He hands the ball away to Brulette, and that's going nowhere. That didn't fool anybody. He tried to sweep it right side and run right into a Jake Noose. Noose, a 5'11", 200-pound senior defensive lineman. And Brulette runs right into him around the right end. Loss of one on the play. Third down and 6 yards to go now. The ball pushed back here to about the 25-yard line. Precious moments ticking off of the clock here. We're inside 8 minutes to go now for the Hawks.
Well, it has been tough going running the football against this Sutton defense. As I have said through three quarters, only 156 yards on the ground, nothing through the air tonight for St. Cecilia.
So third down here for St. Cecilia. Here's Xander Schmidt. He wants to throw. Throws it near side. It's going to be incomplete. Nobody even looking for the ball. I don't know where that one was supposed to go. Xander Schmidt still having problems out there. I think Brulette was the closest guy there, but he had no chance at that one. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and six from the 25-yard line of Sutton.
Brulette had a couple of guys out there. Trevor Ernst was out there trying to set up the screen. But again, yeah, Brulette never even turned around to look for the football. And it just flew over the head of Nick Brulette into the sidelines. So obviously, yeah, fourth down, you've got to go for it. It'll be fourth and nearly 6 yards to go here for St. Cecilia.
From the 25-yard line, the 25-and-a-half-yard line of the Sutton Mustangs, Xander Schmidt in the gun. Xander's going to try to run for it. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Didn't make it. In fact, did not get out of the backfield. Busting through there again is Jake Noose. I am extremely impressed by the defense of the Sutton Mustangs. They're going to cause a lot of teams trouble for the rest of the season, and don't be surprised that this team makes a little bit of a run here in the postseason this year.
I tell you what, they are poised. They have the offense to do it, and defensively, you have seen it here. So have I. It has been very impressive tonight, and Jake Noose What a force in the middle. He's been in on a slug of tackles right up the middle. And again, Xander Schmidt just trying to follow Nick Brulette through the hole there on a quarterback keeper. They needed 6 yards. The blocking was not there defensively. Sutton very sound. They take over on downs.
Here's Raymer. He's going to get a carry here. He angles off on the left side and picks up a couple of yards. Sutton right now can start to work on the clock. We're down to 7.5 minutes to play here in the football game. A pickup of 2 yards
second
in the play.
Down
second down and 8 yards to go. Football is pushed out here to about the 26. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show. Tyson Ronick will be along with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from across the state of Nebraska here this evening. There's a handoff. That's going to be a Carlson with the ball. Carlson up near the first down markers.
Ball carried by Johnson.
Rather, Johnson, yeah, Lance Johnson Smith. Number 22. Carlson's 23 as they take it to the far sideline. Johnson takes it up to about the 34, close to the first down. Just joining us, two touchdowns tonight on big plays. A 59-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Johnson in the second quarter.
They make
it a 6-0 ball game. Then the second half kickoff was returned 78 yards for a touchdown by Noah Johnson. That's been all the scoring, 14-0. Mustangs have the lead. Third down and 1 yard to go, and now we got a penalty flag, and I think that's going to be Hartford, the defensive end here on this left side that may have jumped offsides.
Penalty marker down.
We'll see if somebody moved on the offense. It was third down and one, so this is a penalty on St. Cecilia. That would give Sutton the first down. Here's the indication, illegal procedure, Sutton. So somebody up front moves for the Mustangs. So instead of a first down for Sutton, they're now going to be looking at a third down in about 5.5. As they move the ball back here to the 29.5-yard line. 6:56 to play in the football game. 14-0 Mustangs.
We talk about St. Cecilia having a tough time running the football. It's been a defensive struggle. Only 194 yards of total offense for Sutton in the ball game. And they've got a third and about four here.
There's Johnson again. This time he's going to be hitting the backfield. Busting through there for St. Cecilia was Tommy O'Keefe. Tommy O'Keefe in on the stop there for St. Cecilia. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. And now Sutton will be looking at a fourth down situation. They're going to have to put the football away.
Tackle by O'Keefe.
So fourth down here. Fourth down and five.
Line
of scrimmage is a 29. That's going to be Wiseman back in punt formation. Remember, Driscoll had a good return on the last opportunity for St. Cecilia. He drops back deep along with the Brulette. There's the punt. It's going to come to Driscoll again at the 38-yard line. Back to the 40, down the sideline. 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, and run out of bounds. Here on the near sideline, nice return there by Avery Driscoll. The second straight return there by the St. Cecilia punt return team. So the Hawks are still alive here. They got the ball in Sutton territory with 6:10 to play.
33 on the punt, 31 on the return, and it's do or die now with 6:10 left to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia has got to come up with a touchdown here. They have been it's been tough going all night long passing the football. The secondary of Sutton has done a great job. And it looks like St. Cecilia is just going to continue to try to ground this out as they've lined up in the I formation. Xander up under center.
All right, Xander's going to pitch the ball away to Brulette. He tries to get outside. He's across the 30-yard line. 25 breaks back to the center of the field. He brings it down to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up about 10, 11 yards on the play there for Brulette. Play designed to go outside on the sweep. Brulette brings it back to the center of the field where he runs in the Sutton defense. But they move the sticks. First down and 10 yards to go for the Hawks with 6 minutes to play. 14-0. The Mustangs out on top. St. Cecilia breaking huddle here. They're going to stay with double tight ends and a Maryland I formation now. Groffel, Driscoll, Brulette in the backfield lined up behind the quarterback there. And Xander Schmidt calling the play. Brulette gets the handoff. Looks inside, tries to bounce it outside, and he's being brought down, and the penalty flag goes down. Brulette goes down on the play. That's a tackle made by Johnson. Noah Johnson into the stop. Also in there was Harrison Beal. Again, a penalty flag goes down. It's going to be a face mask call here in Sutton.
5-yard face mask penalty against Sutton.
So not much on the gain there by Brulette, but a face mask call here on the Sutton Mustangs. That'll cost him 5 yards. We're down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 14-0.
Five penalties on Sutton this evening, and a costly one against St. Cecilia down to the 15-yard line with a first and five here.
Actually going to put her down at about the 19. Here's a pitch play now to a Brulette. He tries to get outside. He's stopped, but he tries to get away. He picks up another couple of yards there. as they come to the near sideline.
Brulette
on the carry. Max Olson in on the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs as he brings the ball down to about the 6-yard line. And boy, the angle from where we're at, this is tough. Didn't look like he had a lot of running room out there, but he advances the ball from the about the 15 down to the 6, the first down here. St. Cecilia knocking on touchdown door, trailing by a couple of scores. Pitch play again to a Brulette. He's at the 5-yard line. He's at the 4-yard line, down to the 3 before he's brought down. So Nick Brulette takes the ball down to the 3-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Max Olson again, the linebacker for the Sutton Mustangs. Second down and goal. The football is at about the 2-yard line of Sutton.
26 carries on the night for Nick Brulette, 135 yards. And St. Cecilia, second down and goal, Maryland High formation.
From the 2-yard line of Sutton, Xander Schmidt just moves to his right. He powers his way into the end zone for the score. Xander Schmidt takes it in for St. Cecilia with 4:46 to play. Don't go away yet. Xander Schmidt gets the Hawks on the scoreboard.
Well, finally, St. Cecilia draws pay dirt. They've had the football down inside Sutton territory a few times tonight. One time in the first half, they had it down inside the red zone, come away with no points, but here they're able to take it in. That was a nice drive by St. Cecilia, capped off with a 1-yard run by Xander Schmidt. St. Cecilia will line up here in the Maryland Eye. They'll go for two.
So the Hawks are going to go for a 2-point conversion, trailing by the score of 14-6. Xander Schmidt, pitch play, comes to Brulette. Brulette's upended. Nice defensive play there, and sneaking through there was a Cole Wiseman for the Sutton Mustangs. So the 2-point conversion is no good. That was a big, big defensive play as Wiseman got in there and upsets Brulette on the 2-point conversion. So the 2-point conversion is no good. The Hawks are down by 8. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the football game. It's Sutton 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 6.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So a 5-play, 31-yard drive there for St. Cecilia. They finally get on the scoreboard. 2-point conversion is no good. Now the Hawks find themselves down by 8 points. At 14-6, 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter at Duncan Field.
Now, do the Hawks onside it or kick it away? Sutton has done a great job managing the football game tonight, running it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be Cannon Howell that will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. We'll see what St. Cecilia elects to do.
So the Hawks are down by 8 points at 14-6. Sutton has led this baby all the way. St. Cecilia finally gets into the end zone here. On a 5-play, 31-yard drive, Cannon Howell will kick off here for St. Cecilia, and he's going to get into the football. They're going to send it to the far side. Noah Johnson picks it up at the 15, back to the 20. Down the sideline, cuts it back here to the hash mark and brings it up to about the 30-yard line, and that's where the Sutton Mustangs will take over. So Noah Johnson brings it back, and the Mustangs will have the ball at the 30.
Garin Bulldogs have gone out on top of Hastings High. It is 9-6, Garin. And Brent Breckner, he continues to take the locomotive through Superior. It is Donovan Trumbull, 66, Superior, nothing.
Be sure to thank Mike and Dave for their support.
All right, so we'll see what Sutton can do now with the ball, and they've got the lead. Here's a Johnson trying to get outside. Johnson all the way to the sideline, and he's going to be written out of bounds here in front of the Hawk bench. Noah Johnson bringing the ball to the about the 35 or 36-yard line. Not much there, but he still picks up about 3-4 yards in a play. We'll call it 3. It's second down and 7.
And I thought maybe that Johnson was rode out of bounds, but obviously they kept him in. And the clock continues to stay running here. 4:13. Well, now the officials stopped the clock. But precious seconds ticking off the clock here for St. Cecilia. They've got to come up with a stop here quickly.
So now what do we have? We've got the officials going to huddle
official
here.
Officials
timeout here.
I think he actually was rode out of bounds. The clock should have been stopped, but it continued to run. And I think that's what they're discussing here. I think these are official referees, not replacements, as we've had in NFL. Now they're going to come over and reset the clock.
Yeah, they can put 6 seconds back on the clock here. So they'll put six seconds back on the clock. It should read 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play.
Out of bounds, and the officials are adding 15 seconds to the clock.
15 seconds. That was rather kind. They give us 15 seconds back on the clock. 4:28. The clock should read. Now Steve Raymer says, wait a minute. So now they're going to fight over a few seconds here. And yeah, those precious seconds could be important down the stretch. It's a 14-6 ball game here at Duncan Field. We have seen a wild one here tonight. The score doesn't think like it's a wild football game, but it's been a good one here tonight.
No, and it's just been big plays. Who was able to stop the big play? St. Cecilia got a late score here on a 31-yard drive, but it's been two big plays by Sutton tonight.
Here's Wiseman. Fakes the ball. Now he's going to run it himself. 35-40. He's got the first down out to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Finally brought down by Tyler Wilnard for Hastings St. Cecilia, the outside linebacker. The boy Wiseman is so quick. Found just a little bit of a seam there. A teeny-weeny kind of seam there as he brings it all the way up to the 45-yard line of first down for the Mustangs.
That is the ninth first down of the evening for Sutton. Cole Wiseman now 17 carries, 87 yards. I think the speed come from Mother. Mother, obviously, with the moves. But Cole Wiseman has done a tremendous job guiding this offense. He's been in on some defensive stops as well. But, boy, he's going to be a good one. He's just a junior.
So Sutton comes up to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10 on their own 45-yard line. Here's Johnson. A little reverse play. That is going nowhere. It is stuffed out in St. Cecilia. It's got a big play there as it's thrown all the way for a loss, all the way back to the 40-yard line as Joel Groffel coming in there. So a loss and a play of about 5 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 15 yards to go. Clock is running with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. 3:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. Sutton is out on top. They've got the football. St. Cecilia needs a stop right here defensively. Wiseman comes up to the line of scrimmage again. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Wiseman looks over the defense, fakes the ball, and now runs it to the far side. He's in trouble. 35-40, brings it back to the center field. He's going to be brought down here at about the 47-yard line. It'll be about 8 yards shy of a first down. Tackle is made in there by Schmidt of Hastings St. Cecilia, Lance Schmidt. So now the Hawks will call a timeout here on defense with 3:12 to play because Sutton is looking at a third down and long situation, third down and about 8 yards to go. James, when was the last time you majored your savings on your car insurance? Been a long time.
I need to.
You can speak to Jeb Brandt, your local Shelter Insurance Agency, for a free quote on auto, home, life, and health insurance today. Talk to Jeb Brandt, your Shelter Insurance agent and a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. They're at 725 West 2nd Street in Hastings, or you can call 402-463-3003. That's Jeb Brandt Insurance. So the Hawks are trailing 14-6, 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hawks looking at a big defensive call here. Sutton is looking at third down and 8 yards to go from the 47-yard line of Sutton.
A couple of scores of interest. Adams Central has gone final. They beat Central City 40-0. And we understand Blue Hill from my correspondents from the south, they have upped their lead now to 34-0 over Ravenna. That's late in that ballgame.
Wow, the Blue Hill Bobcats rolling along. I thought that was going to be much closer than that.
Well, they lost their first game of the season, but, boy, they are rolling.
All right, now we come up here. Wiseman, he takes the snap and then falls on it, but the officials, did they blow this one dead? I don't think they were quite ready. That was a break there for Sutton as a Wiseman, I think, fumbled a snap from under center there. He falls on it, but I don't think the officials were ready for that one. They didn't rule the ball ready for play here. Now we're going to have some more clock problems here.
Yeah, because that ball, that would have brought up a fourth and long. Yeah. Obviously, it would have been a punting situation. St. Cecilia would have gotten their hands on the football, and now we've got the possibly a replacement official traveling over here to the near sidelines.
The officials are putting 4 seconds back.
So they put 4 seconds back on the clock. Did you say the replay official?
Replacement.
Oh, I was going to say did we go to replays?
No replays here as the elevator is yet to be fixed here at Duncan Field.
Third down at 8 yards to go. Now there's 3:14 left in the clock. Wiseman has got the ball. Fakes it. Now he's going to run it to the near side. 45-50, 45-40. First down and more as he takes the ball down to the 35-yard line of St. Cecilia. Nothing fancy there, Jimmy, as Wiseman just fakes the ball up inside. Wiseman, the quarterback and the quarterback keeper, takes it around the right end, and he's got a first down as Moore as he moves it all the way down to the 35-yard line of St. Cecilia. First down.
17-yard scamper on third and long. St. Cecilia not able to get Cole Wiseman corralled up. Now Wiseman over 100. He's got 113 yards on 19 carries. And again, a big, big first down as the clock is running now with 2:53. St. Cecilia needs the football and a score.
And the Mustangs have the football.
Yes.
And don't want to give it up. At the 36-yard line of St. Cecilia, here's a handoff to Raymer. Raymer, he's got a hole as well across the 30-yard line out of the St. Cecilia 25. And the Hawks giving up a very precious yards here as the Sutton Mustangs continue to grind it out against St. Cecilia with 2.5 to play. We've been doing football, Jimmy, for a long, long time. I cannot remember the last time that St. Cecilia had lost two regular season games, not alone two back-to-back home games here at Duncan Field.
Well, I received a text earlier in this ball game, and don't know whether there's any truth to it, but somewhere around the 2004 or 5 season, you would have to dig through some records. St. Cecilia here at Duncan Field, they don't lose very many times, and they have had quite a run. But, boy, they are in a tough position here. It'll be a timeout Sutton with 2:01 left to go.
Well, I know it's had to be at least 2006 because they had a streak of 45 games in a row that they had won during the regular season, which took them back to 2006, and that was broken against the Blue Hill a couple of weeks ago. So it had to be at least that long. Randy Ahrens, he didn't know where the last time was.
And he's been around forever.
Yeah. Or he didn't tell us, one of the two. Anyway, we got a timeout here, 2:01 to play in the football game. We'll take a break. It is Sutton 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 6.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy. 1230 KHAS.
And Adams Central has beaten Central City tonight 40-0. Hastings High is out in Gehring tonight, so they're running a little bit behind us here this evening. There's Wiseman going to run the ball in a quarterback sneak as the Mustangs just going to run some clock here in this fourth quarter with a 14-6 lead. That's going to be a first down. Let's go straight at this as St. Cecilia defense. Joe Groffel into the stop there for the St. Cecilia defense, but Sutton has moved the ball down here to the St. Cecilia 24-yard line, first down and 10.
And that may have been the nails there as knocked into the coffin for St. Cecilia with 1:46 left to go. There is four downs here, and Sutton not going to be in any hurry at all. They can pretty much just grind the clock out here, and St. Cecilia will lose two consecutive games at home.
Wiseman gives it away to Raymer as he angles to the left side. He picks up a couple of yards and slides through. It busts a couple of tackles and gets a couple of additional yards there. As they move the ball down inside the 20-yard line down to about the 17. So it's going to bring up a second down and four situation. We'll call it second down and four from about the 17.
16-yard line.
We got a minute and 15 seconds to play here in this football game. I wouldn't call this a major upset, but I think St. Cecilia would have been favored coming to this football game. Sutton is going to be a very good team and a team to keep your eyes on for the rest of the season. This is a very good team coached by Steve Raymer. And now we've got a timeout called here, a timeout called by Sutton with 57 seconds to play. 57 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Quite a football game here tonight. We talked about big plays in the pregame show. Two big plays tonight for Sutton. And they've got a 14-6 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, and when I give the final numbers here, Sutton has ripped off 72 yards of offense on the ground here in this fourth quarter. But other than that, I think we're going to have an offsides. We got flags thrown down on the field. But again, it was two big plays. Who is going to be able to contain the other one from making a big play? And it was a 59-yard touchdown pass and a 78-yard kickoff return right after halftime. And that penalty goes against St. Cecilia. That is the fifth one of the night for the Hawks.
That'll give them a first down.
Yeah, and another first down, and that's pretty much all she wrote.
That was going to be a second down and four, so they jump off sides. And this should give up a first down at will as they move the ball down between the 10 and the 11-yard line. That's the St. Cecilia 10 or 11-yard line. And now I think all Sutton is going to do is take a couple of knees here, and they're going to surprise Hastings St. Cecilia, and Wiseman goes back and touches the knee to the turf. So the Hawks lose consecutive back-to-back home football dates here as the Blue Hill Bobcats came to town a couple of weeks ago to beat St. Cecilia by a score of 28-20. Hawks go on the road last week to beat Superior 67-0. They return home. They get their starting quarterback back. They get most of their injured players back here tonight. And they cannot beat the Sutton Mustangs, as Sutton is going to get out of here with a 14-6 win here this evening, unless something disastrous happens here in the final 53.4 seconds. So we got a timeout called here. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight. We'll get to the coach's post-game show. Then Tyson Urbanik will be around for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. He'll keep his eyes on the Hastings High game tonight. The Tigers are playing out in Gehring against the Gehring Bulldogs. That game will be running behind us this evening, so Tyson will keep his eyes on that and let you know what's going on there. The complete game is being heard on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. That game gets closer. It's going to be decided in the final minutes of the ball game. We'll have coverage here during the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, so stay with us. Still a lot more yet to come on a busy night for high school football tonight. So second down and 13 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 14 as Wiseman is going to run the football himself again around the right end. Instead of taking the knee, Wiseman is at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5. He dives for the end zone. Did he get in? No, his knee went down at the 1. Wiseman was going for the end zone there. He lunges out there. He got down to the 1-yard line. So instead of taking a knee, he took it around the right end that time as he wanted to stick another touchdown on the board here for Sutton. And now it's going to bring up a first down and goal from the 1-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, Sutton's not done. They don't want to take a knee. They remember all those years. Yeah. They want to try to put another one in here on this St. Cecilia defense, or so we think. They've got the clock running now. They don't need to actually take another snap as we're inside 25 seconds.
So Sutton is waiting in their huddle here. They're looking to the near sideline, or the far sideline, to Steve Raymer, their head coach. And I don't know if they're going to run another play. We're down to 15 seconds to play. It is first down and goal at the 1-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a penalty flag. It's going to be a delay of game against the Mustangs. So they let everything click off here. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Mustangs. Back to the 6-yard line. And now the Mustangs will come up to the line of scrimmage. We'll see if they go for something here. As Wiseman is up under center, he's going to come back, take a knee, and the ball game is going to be over.
Final score.
Unbelievable. 14, another football game played here at Duncan Field, and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks are going to be beaten tonight by the Sutton Mustangs. And, boy, give credit to Steve Raymer, Steve Sponberg, and the coaching staff, and the kids over at Sutton. They played a tremendous football game here tonight against the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They did what they had to do tonight, and that was to shut down the rushing attack of St. Cecilia. And they did that tonight. They really put the screws to the Hawks. And the Sutton Mustangs go to 5 wins and no losses on the season as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight at Duncan Field to score Sutton 14, St. Cecilia 6. Back with a recap after this.
Come celebrate 67 years of great service during the Rogers Anniversary Celebration. Save on all Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances and Toshiba Electronics. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details, register for great prizes, and come celebrate 67 years of great service now through the end of the month at Rogers Incorporated.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field tonight. The Sutton Mustangs beat Hastings St. Cecilia in high school football. Final score of 14-6. We'll total up the numbers for you. Hastings high is at halftime of their ball game out at Gehring. Gehring Bulldogs out on top of the Tigers by the score of 9-6. Hastings High trying to break a four-game losing streak in the Panhandle tonight. Adams Central winners earlier tonight, 40-0. Over the Central City Bison. Got the player of the game coming up in the coach's post-game show and the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So stick around. In the first half of play, St. Cecilia had the ball inside the 10-yard line in the second quarter, did not score. Sutton had the ball inside the 10-yard line in the first quarter, did not score. Finally, the Mustangs got on the scoreboard on a 59-yard touchdown pass from Cole Wiseman to Noah Johnson. It was a three-play, 63-yard drive. The two-point conversion was no good. 8:54 to play in the second quarter. The Mustangs led by the score of 6-0. That was the halftime score. Then Sutton opens up the second half. They get a 78-yard kickoff return for a touchdown from Noah Johnson. Two-point conversion was good. That made the score 14-0. Then the Hawks finally get on the scoreboard with 4:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Five plays, 31-yard drive. One-yard touchdown quarterback sneak from Xander Schmidt. Two-point conversion, no good. 14-6 the score there. Sutton was able to run out the clock. The Mustangs improved to 5 wins and no losses. They beat the Hawks tonight here at Duncan.
Well, they came in and they were looking to put a tough fight up against St. Cecilia. They wanted the victory. They did. Boy, Sutton looks very good this season. Your final game stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Sutton, they were able to rack up a lot of yards there just on the ground in that fourth quarter to add to their numbers. But unofficially passing the football tonight, Cole Wiseman, 3 of 6 passing, 73 yards. He had one touchdown. That went to Noah Johnson from 59 yards out in the second quarter. Sutton rushed the football 40 times for 205 yards, so 278 of total offense for Sutton here in the ballgame. 14 first downs on 45 offensive plays. Individual leaders, Cole Wiseman leads the way, 21 carries, 126 yards. He threw for a touchdown. And the other guy, Noah Johnson, 12 carries, 49 yards. He also had a 59-yard touchdown reception in the first half. For St. Cecilia, just not able to throw the football at all tonight. Rushing coming a hard go at it for the Hawks offensively. Xander Schmidt, 2 of 7 passing, only 8 yards, and that 8-yard completion turned up to be a fumble from Cannon Howell down here in front of us. The Hawks rushed the football 40 times for 178 yards, so 186 of total offense and 13 first downs in the ball game. The Hawks run 47 offensive plays. Again, nobody in the receiving category. Again, it was Avery Driscoll making one reception, Joel Groffel one, no gain. Rushing the football was all on the shoulders of Nick Brulette, 26 carries, 135 yards. He had one touchdown in the ball game. But again, Joel Groffel held in check, 5 carries, 31 yards for Groffel. He run wild on Superior, 5 touchdowns a week ago. Sutton had a week to prepare. They did a very good job, and give credit to the Sutton staff and the kids. They come into Hastings and hand the Hawks their second consecutive loss at Duncan Field.
So the Hawks go to, 3 wins, 2 losses on the season. And the Sutton Mustangs improve to 5-0. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS.
play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Trains and Tracks are gone near Vaughn's Printers, but Vaughn's is still your full-service printer. In fact, in its third generation. Quality printing and service are two of Vaughn's Printers' goals. Vaughn's knows quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business, organization, or event. Vaughn's has the experience, effort, excellence, and equipment to assure you of workmanship that always satisfies. Your full-service printer, Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard, Hastings.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Again, back here at Duncan Field, 14-6, the final score. It was the Sutton Mustangs coming to town and knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Nick Brouillette, good performance here tonight for St. Cecilia as he was in the triple figures as far as rushing is concerned. Joel Groffel had 5 carries, 31 yards tonight. Also did a great job on defense tonight for St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt getting the touchdown on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. He carried the ball 7 times for 22 yards tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Nick Brouillette. He had 135 yards of rushing here tonight. St. Cecilia only putting up 186 total yards in the ball game. Brouillette had 135 of those on 26 carries, so he will be our player of the game. But in a losing effort tonight, as the Sutton Mustangs knock off Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 14-6. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Coach's Postgame Show is presented by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Back here at Duncan Field, again, it was a 14-6 win for the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. And, Jimmy, you can get your crying towels out. We just got word that Donovan Trumbull out on top of Superior. It is 73-0 as Donovan Trumbull has beaten the Superior Wildcats tonight. It's probably the best news there. The game is over, 73-0 as Donovan Trumbull knocks off Superior. Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us on the postgame show. And, Coach, this was a hard-hitting football game. We knew it was going to kind of come down to a couple of plays here and there, and unfortunately it was Sutton who got to two big plays tonight.
Yeah, it was, and that's something that we pride ourselves on over the years of not giving up the big play and making people drive the length of the field. And different times I've heard people say that the bend-don't-break type defense, But, you know, it's one of those things that we've prided ourselves on about not giving up the big play and being able to come up with some stops when, you know, when we needle them. And as you said, it was two big plays, the kickoff return and the long pass play. You know, and it's just, it's kind of disappointing the fact that we've broken down in different areas. You know, and the thing is, it's not one or two. It's, you know, it's different people each play. And so it's one of those things that we really need to get back to the proverbial drawing board and try to, you know, come up with things and coach our kids up, because this is something that, you know, will be difficult to handle that, you know, at this point in the season. So we really need to come back, coach our kids up, be focused, and try to have a little bounce in our step, because our next game is going to be just as tough since we go on the road.
Offensively tonight, looking at things, Sutton played very sound defensively. It was just tough going for you guys running the football. Was it the game plan coming in not to throw the football as many times? You only threw it seven times and just try to rely on the rushing game, and it seemed very tough running against that Mustang defense.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, because, you know, the first time, you know, you slip on a pass and you slip and you have an incomplete pass your first time. Then we throw a couple screen passes and we overthrow those. And so it's one of those things that you need to complete some passes early to gain confidence in the passing game. And so it wasn't one of those things where we said we're just going to come in and try to be physical with them. But the type of game that was going on kind of dictated to what we, you know, what we were able to do throughout the game. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do a lot of things successfully for long periods of time or sustained drives. And then when we did have some things going for us, we'd have a holding penalty take us back. We jumped off sides, take us back. And so, you know, again, you make some mistakes at crucial times, and it's difficult to recover with a team who's got a lot of emotion, a lot of energy.
The offense sputtered tonight because Xander did not have a lot of practice time. You went with Gus to start off, and then Xander got in there. He throws a pick on his first pass and then kind of struggled the rest of the night to throwing the football. Was it because he didn't get a lot of practice time this week?
Well, and that would have to be, you know, that would have to be the case, because when you don't get a lot of repetitions and you don't, you know, you're not coming back and, you know, just the smoothness and you got a little bit of rust on you and things like that. You know, but he came out and gave us a chance. You know, that was a big thing even until the very end. You know, I told the kids, one bounce, kiss the football, you get a fumble, you know, something like that. You know, we're still in it till, you know, they were nice to us there and nailed at the end. But we're still in it till the end. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's not on Xander's shoulders. I think it's just a team game. And as I said earlier, you know, we're going to have to coach him up. We're going to have to really, you know, emphasize the fundamentals, emphasize getting back and being focused throughout practices. So that's what we're going to work on this week.
Last week, Joel Groffel runs wild on Superior. Tonight, it was Nick Brulette, 26 carries, 135 yards for the little guy. He really stepped up and did a nice job.
Yeah, yes, he did. And he came back and he sat out last week due to injury. You know, and like you said, Joel Groffel had a great game tonight. Boy, if you'd have watched Joel Groffel block, man, he's a punisher. And, you know, that's the kind of kid that, you know, he is. And then at one point in the game, I said, Joel, you all right? Now my ankle's messed up, but leave me in. And then he came back in. I think he made two tackles in a row. He is just such a strong competitor that, you know, I hope that the other kids will see what Joel brings to us and maybe come back with his enthusiasm, his effort, and his excitement in the game. Because if you watch him and if you're out of practice, he'll carry the ball and he'll go 40 yards downfield. You know, and so he brings that type of energy each and every play to practice, each and every play to the game.
You gave up the touchdown on the kickoff return to start the third quarter. Gave up a 59-yard touchdown pass back there in the second quarter. No, you probably didn't have time to really dissect that, but you know what happened on that play?
On the pass play, it was just a double drag route, deep drag route. And, again, the play before that, we had a breakdown, so we made one personnel substitution, and they went right at it. I think that it was, you know, luck. I mean, not luck, but it was just unfortunate that we make that one change, and then they go right at that spot. And so it is something that's just luck of the draw. But, you know, I think that we practice well enough and we really emphasize and we really coach and really teach. But it's just, again, being focused for long periods of time. I think we do it at short burst, but yet it's going to be something that we really need to be focused for long, long periods of time. And we can't rely on, you know, the horses in the stable that we've had in the past. So we have to be fundamentally sound throughout the rest of the season.
Defensively, give up a lot of yards. Cole Wiseman had a big night tonight. They were successful outside the tackles tonight. Were they doing something different that you weren't expecting? They were able to get guys to the outside.
No, and we tried the game plan for that, but their quarterback did a nice job, and he's got quick feet. He's quicker than, you know, he's tough to simulate in practice because, you know, when we got our first team defense on against our, you know, second team offense, you know, it's just tough to simulate. And I think we had sound strategy and sound idea, and you know, we really had something, you know, very well planned, very well thought out of. But then to get it on the field and executed, you know, it's sometimes difficult when you have good players on the other side as well.
Again, the Hawks are dropping this one here tonight to Sutton by the score of 14-6. And now, Coach, you're kind of in uncharted territory here, sitting at 3-2 with Southern Valley coming up, Donovan Trumbull coming up, Thayer Central all coming up. Those are all three pretty good football teams coming up.
Yes, they are. And so hopefully, you know, I know as coaches do we have a lot of pride in what we've established here over the course of, you know, 20-plus years. And I think that, you know, Coach Tesmer is one of the best in the state, and he'll do an outstanding job of – really getting us organized, getting us focused, getting us ready to go. And then some of it, you know, by doing that and we're showing the importance of it, I think our kids will feed on that and they'll also in turn be ready. And, you know, it's one of those things, we got to win to get in the playoffs. And so it's in our hands, it's not in anybody else's. And that's something that we really need to emphasize and work on throughout the week.
Okay, Coach, tough win tonight. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks to you. And thanks for coming out tonight. Hopefully, it'll be better next time around for you.
All right. Andy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for Hastings Saints to say. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back at Duncan Field again, Sutton wins it tonight over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 14-6. Here the coach is